don't call anymore. If you call anymore, I'll report you.
Oh, it's a crank call. Stop it.
I don't give a fuck about archery, okay?
I'm not playing no fucking game.
I fuck you, son of a bitch.
Stop making those stupid calls. You're out of your crazy mind.
You ain't getting no goddamn dollars.
I'll fuck you all night long.
Just my pussy.
Why don't you piss off?
You're listening to the Madhouse Radio Prankcast.
Okay, I am here. Hey, everybody.
Hey.
Hey, Jen.
Hey, man. I'm hearing myself.
Oh,
you fixed it. You fixed it. Don't worry, you fixed it.
Good. Did Milkman connect? Did that work, or did he go to voicemail?
Yeah, I heard him. I heard him. Yeah, he talked. Yeah. He said something.
Oh.
He said, ha, Milkman.
Yeah. Hermanito, I'm Jim Stewart.
Hermanito.
Hermanito.
Hermano.
Hermano.
Oh. Hermanito, que fue, que fue. Let's keep it running, my son.
Why am I even doing a show tonight? I don't know. I don't want
to. Let's just do a friggin' show, man, because we ain't playing no stinking games.
Oh, wow, he's excited. What's happening with you?
It's more excited than I am, because I don't want to do a show. I don't feel like doing a show. I'm emotionally compromised.
Oh, wait a minute. Oh, come on, man. Do the punch, man. It's never going to hurt. Never going to hurt. Let the pumping go on, and man, we'll just give him a punch in the eye and move on.
Carlito, what happened to you, man? Did somebody beat you up?
No, nobody beat me up. Physically, no one's beat me up. Emotionally, I'm just fucking dead weight.
Tell me why.
I don't want to talk about it. It's insane. It's just.
Is it a female?
No, not this time, no.
Then it's not a problem.
My wife and I were doing a little.
It's just some personal stuff related to his work and shit, man. You know how that shit goes, man. It gets frustrating sometimes, you know. You got to deal with shit off the clock, man. Don't worry about your money, though, man. It'll all come out in the wash. Let him handle it. Let him go. You know, let him go to the cleaners. Take care of their stuff. Everything will be all right, man. We're gonna have some fun.
Yay!
I think you and your wife should have a threesome with a really hot chick.
I agree. Why even have the wife? Why even include the wife? What's the point?
That's a good point.
Just the hot chick.
Can I hold the camera?
No, that's Milkman, private time.
You dirty pig. You would join in, you fucking...
That's private time.
Oh. He'd be like, hang on a minute, there's
Milkman
three
would be
you
like, yeah, Milkman start, oh, I'm just gonna record. And next thing I know, I look over, he's over there, oh, blah, 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 blah. He's got his hand out.
Wah, 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 wah.
Go to watch the video. Go to watch the video.
It's
bouncing up and down. The video is because it couldn't help it. It was pretty hot, man. It was pretty hot. Looking at my ass going up and down. You dirty freak. Anyway, Jin, what missionary doggy style? How do you like?
Oh yeah, doggy is quite deep. I don't think
there you go. That's what I'm talking about.
I prefer spooning, though, you know.
Spooning? What are you, a fag?
Fuck off, man.
Spooning. Spooning. Oh my god. You like to kiss and hug and everything?
Yeah. Oh yeah, yeah.
You like to tell her you love her? Oh my god.
Yeah, oh yeah.
You made me laugh, Jim. Thanks. You made me feel better.
Good.
Thanks, man. Yeah, it's funny. My cat can tell when I'm not happy, when I'm sad.
Why? Does she spoon you?
No, he starts acting funny, and he'll, like, kind of, like, he'll headbutt me and be really nice. But he made me laugh. He went into the kitchen and started, like, rummaging in the kitchen, and I yelled at him and said, "Hey, Davi, stop it." And he ran from the kitchen all the way through the living room and down the stairs. For no reason. It's the weirdest thing. It's like, woo! Like, okay. And I said, "Dobby." And he came running to me and he jumped up in my lap and started headbutting me. Like, in the face. And I'm like, alright.
He's like, "What the hell is going on here, man?"
I leave
the room for 5 minutes and all hell breaks loose.
Anyway, well, let's do shows, man. Death Fox is sending in numbers, Milkman.
Yeah. Death Fox says he's been confirming some numbers, man. Death Fox kind of goes back from your old school days, man. So, yep. Welcome aboard, Death Fox. Hopefully, we'll get some good numbers out of him.
Yeah. They got Lonesome Loser in the house sending in numbers. We got Request of Pranks here sending in numbers. We got a lot of stuff going on. That's awesome. Hey, just wanted to give a big shout out to Big Enigma 420, who's working on a new layout for the Madhouse site. It's going to be a WordPress site.
Oh, that's exciting.
It's actually looking really good, man. And I took some screenshots of it. It's still a work in progress.
Send it to me. Where can I find that?
I haven't posted them yet. I took screenshots this afternoon, but I didn't post them anywhere. I'm going to put them in the forum so you guys can take a look.
Who did you say is doing it?
Enigma 420 is working on it.
That's a hell of a job, too, man.
Yeah, he's good. Yeah, we're putting some final touches. What we need, the most important thing now is we need to migrate the forums. We got to migrate all the posts and the users over to the new forums, and then we have to migrate. The bigger nightmare is going to be migrating all the podcast episodes, all the archives, the pranks, and the shows. And all the descriptions and all the pictures and all that, but it's going to have a commenting system. So now, like when we've had a lot of people asking about this, how they'd like to be able to make a comment or a tag, like tag episodes, so it's easier to find. Like if you tag an episode that has Charlie in it, you know, we can tag, put Charlie in there. And if you want to find all the episodes Charlie,
yeah,
you put in Charlie and you get them all. So.
You could also, like, put in a tag cloud so you can see all the tags and the ones that are most popular.
Yeah, they come up bigger and all that. Those are all options. The forums, we got to move Request to Prank. Request to Prank is working in there already. I'm pretty sure it's working. We got to move the chat room into there and all that. There's still quite a bit of work done, but I'd say it's a good 75% done. So thanks to Enigma. I'm hoping by the show next week, maybe we'll do inaugural party show machine. For the new website launch party. That'd be kind of cool. So we'll see.
Hell yeah!
Yeah, Enigma doing a good job. Chat room's done, Enigma says, on the beta site. So there you go. Good
job. Hey, it looks sharp as shit, man. I'm just telling you, I looked at it, dude. It's definitely got all our original flavor. Mm-hmm. It looks like our original site, but it's nice and clean and tidy. And very well done. I like how everything's linked and, you know, it's...
Well, it's going to be easy for me to manage stuff with it now. And I think the cool thing is, like, you'll get to the site and you'll log in. You'll log in to Madhouse, you know, and that's your login for the forums and for the comment system. And we're gonna have a lot of the social media stuff in there. So when you're checking out an archive prank call, if you like it, you can, you know, share it on Facebook and Twitter and Google Plus or Gort. We're gonna get a Gort button in there too.
Yeah, Gort's working pretty good, man. I'll tell you, man. The speed's working great tonight, man.
I also put a link to Gort on Jim Stewart.
Very good. Yeah, make sure. Yeah, I'm Madhouse Radio on Gort. Milkman is Milkman 420. Jen, what are you? Are you just Jen on Gort? Did you grab that
in
time?
Yeah, I'm just Jen.
Wow.
Yeah, I got
that's good. Yeah, see, I should have just gotten Madhouse. I'm going to see if that's still available on Gord. There you go. I was an early adopter to Twitter. I grabbed Madhouse on Twitter, and I get a lot of people all the time messaging me on Twitter thinking I'm something else. They think I'm a nightclub called Madhouse. There's a comedy club called Madhouse. There's that pants company out there.
You know what you should...
Is in the UK, isn't there a clothing store called Madhouse or something?
I don't know. I don't shop there. I don't.
Yeah. Well, they made a pair of pants earlier in the year, and if you looked at the tag, it said it had the instructions on how to wash it, and it was like, you know, tumble dry or just have your wife do it because it's her job or something like that. And it, because I log into Twitter one day and I got all these messages like sexist pants at Madhouse. I'm like, what the fuck? What did I do? So I just started rolling with it. I started making all these sexist comments and, like all these blogs picked up on it. Like, oh, the Madhouse, people, the Madhouse pants people are, making sexist comments. Good times. I'm sorry, Jen. I rolled right over you. You were making some kind
of... No. I'm going to... Skype, I'm going to send you an idea, right, for a domain that you could get, right? Because I checked it last time.
Yeah? Okay.
Check this out. What do you think of that? It's a domain hack, right? The first part... Ignore the first part. It's just like the second and the end part that you would be actually registered.
Oh, I've done that. I've done that before.
Oh, you did that?
I let it expire. Because no one ever went to it.
That is a really good domain.
Yeah, I had that. I had sixthemouth.com, and I made the subdomain 98. So it went 98.6.
Yeah, nice. Like,
it was there up for like 3 years, and I was like, I let it expire. I was like, $9. I should have just kept it. But yeah, it looks cool.
Yeah, it's good domain.
Yeah.
Good domain.
You might be able to grab it. I did take out...
It's available. That's why I just put it in there. But now that you've blasted it out and live there, everybody's going to go and buy it.
I'm not sure. That sounds good one to get.
98.6 to Mapcom. I had it for a few years. Yeah, whoops. Anyway, I did take out a new domain last week because I'm trying to start a prank call network here. We get some regular shows. Jen, you were doing a show on Sunday, but then you had a problem last week, and you don't want to do a show anymore. What's that about?
It was just the fact that it was a bit slow. It was a good show. I listened back to it. It wasn't actually a bad show.
No.
There's no such thing as a bad show. The chords at the beginning were great, but I think it just got a little bit dull because there was no responses from the people, and I just thought, fuck's sake, this is one of those days. So I just thought, fuck it, I'll end it. I'll carry on again next week. Mm-hmm. So probably, I don't know if I'm going to do one on Sunday or if I'm going to start doing a podcast. I don't know yet. I haven't decided. Maybe I'll do one on Sunday.
Well, hopefully keep
feedback
doing it on
is
Sunday.
Important, I think, really. I really think it's an important element of what you do, Jen. And, you know, if you had any way to communicate directly with your listeners, because I know whenever the first show I didn't get tuned in last week. I didn't realize he was doing one, but people were trying to get hold of you, and everybody we was all lined up in the chat. We just didn't have
no
hold on. I know you're using the email, and that's one way. But it seemed like a lot of people were like in real time, or just wanting to maybe like be able to leave you messages or whatever. So
yeah,
I don't know what it's worth. That probably would help you.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're right. I probably wanted to use Twitter. I wanted to make the most of like Twitter and Facebook and everything else rather than using like the IRC because not everybody knows how to use an IRC channel.
Well, then use TweetDeck and put your Facebook and Twitter both in there so those all come right at you. And then IRC in the background for the hardcore cuz your hardcore listeners, you know, for now at least until you start getting, you know, still the word starts spreading. It's going to be us, you know, and these
guys.
Right.
You're absolutely right. You know? And it's the Madhouse Network that's going to be making it big.
No one knows you're back yet. That's the thing. And you got a lot of people that are out there in the winter. They like you, Jen. They are friends with Madhouse, but they won't stop in regularly. And
honestly,
we just don't have a way to notify them. So getting jenstewart.com is an important thing. Plus, you know, getting other people talking about you, talking with you, could not hurt you.
You're absolutely right. I'm talking
to the...
I think
it would give you more of a sense of fulfillment as you have input from people. It makes you feel good, and when you're laughing, you're having fun, everybody else is having fun, and that makes it a good time for everybody.
Yeah.
I was actually thinking about getting, like, somebody else onto the show, like you, Milkman, or just getting just additional people on the show, but then I got some feedback from a couple of fans who said, they don't really want to listen to a chat show. They'd rather have, like, just a prank call show with just me. So that probably gave me the idea to just like do it by myself. But I don't know yet. Maybe
one or two other people, like we're doing now, like for the majority of the show. It's always me and Milkman, and then, you know, and then I'll let like a third person who I know is good, like Jen, you, or Reclute, or sure. Talk, or you know, one of the, you know, the guys that I know, they're, you know, good at this. Three's my limit for the majority of the show. You know, what I do is at the last hour of the show, I usually open up Skype. Then I'll have like up to 8 people on sometimes, and sometimes it's crazy. And I get complaints. People like, you know, will email me like, man, that's way too many people at the end, and everyone's talking, but we were just having fun. And we have, you know, sometimes it works out, sometimes it doesn't. That's why I save it for the last hour.
Doing the live shows, you know, like when you're doing them, you know, you just cannot predict how it's going to go.
Yeah.
And, you know, and that's kind of like been a mainstay, I always felt like, for our show, is even when the calls are slow, we're providing some material, something to keep people interested, some entertainment, you know, and it's just part of the whole thing of providing entertainment. Or is it just, you know, one single specific thing, you know, we're doing? We're just pranks only. They're either going to be pranks or nothing else. And if they're bad, then that's the end of the show, or how does it go? So that's just another way to look at it, you know, is offering a thing of entertainment. So, you know, as the live thing ebbs and flows, you're going to have your brilliant peaks, and you're going to have your, you know, your slowed down middle stretches. You just kind of have other things to do in the meantime.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a good way to approach it, you know. So I don't know, maybe that's helpful to you, Jim.
I think you're a great guy, you're talented,
you're young, you're brilliant, you're handsome, you know, you're a budding talent, you know. I've always said that, you know, that from day one. I saw you from day one from afar. So this guy, people are not going to believe this guy. He's insanely good.
There you go.
I think y'all stick with it and don't let nothing, you know, don't let nothing slow you down.
You're taking the spotlight off Carlito, man.
Good God. Blah, blah, blah.
It's just like a freshman thing, you know.
You need to shut the fuck up.
Bear money to us, my man. I love you, man. But, you know, we do stand behind our brother Jim, man.
Okay, faggot.
Thanks, man.
All right. Okay,
faggot.
So, hey.
All right, quit.
Let's do some prank calls. I'm laughing at Clay's comment in the chat room. Yeah, complaints about a chat show, a.k.a. Nunu. Basically, that's a very true point. He gets real upset when we start talking too much. He just wants pranks, but he's a weirdo. He jerks off to prank calls all day.
What is it with him? Like, I don't get it. And he doesn't ever call into the show. We'd never hear his voice, but apparently KDK knows it.
I have talked to him.
Are you serious?
I've talked to him. And KDK knows quite a little bit about him. Apparently, he lives by with his parents, in a basement, I guess. And he has toys. He plays with toys a lot, apparently. And he likes prank calls. He listens to Blue Planet and Prank Radio and Madhouse Radio pranks and stuff. And, you know, he doesn't have a girlfriend. And
he's got a bad case of Tourette's, though. That's the one thing not very many people know about.
Is that actually true? Come on. Is that really true?
That's why he won't speak to nobody. He has a real bad case of Tourette's.
He has those micro machines. You know, remember those micro machines he plays with? He has 20-year-old micro machines, and he plays all the sets.
I thought he was like some kind of celebrity or something. That's why he wants to never talk to anybody.
He's got like a double-decker bus, and he's got one of a lorry, and, you know, he's got different ones.
Oh, man. Anyway, so let's continue on with the show. Let's do some prank calls. But real quick, what I wanted to say was be sure, if you're interested in doing a prank call show on the I could give out. I got a domain. I'm not doing anything with it yet. But I took out our domain for hopefully what becomes a prank call network. Instead of calling the stream the Madhouse stream or Madhouse live stream or whatever, I like to call it Prank Call Nation. I found that domain and I thought it sounded funny. Prank Call Nation. If not, we can call it something else if the domain's out there. But I took out the prankcallnation.com domain and I'd like to make that kind of like the network page right there. But I like to get a regular schedule of prank call shows. I've been talking to the guys from Gillycast. They're thinking about maybe doing a show regularly on a weekly basis. They've got a podcast already, the Gillycast podcast, I believe it's
called.
We
need more girls to do shows. I want to get, like, girls
Dark Stranger. Well, Dark Stranger does conferences sometimes. I don't know if she hosts
them.
Yeah,
she sounds quite nice. Yeah, she sounds quite nice. Maybe I should get her onto my show.
She's a cool dude. Yeah, you should.
Mia used to do some shows. She's one of the other girls.
Yeah, what happened to Neo? I remember Neo.
She kind of does them, I think, doesn't she, on Tuesdays?
Big Neo? She's not into pranks anymore or anything like that, but yeah. She grew up. Anyway, let's do pranks. Come on. We'll talk more later, right? Write down your ideas, Jin and Milkman, and we'll talk about
them later.
Write
down my ideas.
Write down your ideas. And put them on the big board and Gort, and we're going to call... I got Gandhi, the most peaceful Indian food. I bet you they won't be angry. Gandhi's India cuisine. Let me try this one here. Let's see if I can make... That'd be funny if Gandhi Indian cuisine was really mean. Let's think about it, because Gandhi was peaceful. I saw a video once. Someone threw a rock at Gandhi.
Gandhi Indian cuisine, how may I help you?
Yes, hi. I'd like to make an order for stupid food.
For to go?
Yes. No. Yeah, I'm going to go pick it up. No, I don't want you to deliver it. You know.
Go ahead, sir.
All right. Well, like, order of papadums.
One order of the papadum, okay.
Uh-huh. One pilau rice.
Okay, one steam basmati. We have steam basmati rice.
Basmati rice?
Uh-huh.
Okay. All right. One fu.
One what?
Fu.
Fu?
Fu.
What is that fu?
Fu. You don't have fu?
I don't know what's that.
Huh?
No, we didn't have fu.
No fu. Okay. One ba.
One ba?
Uh-huh.
No ba tu.
Ba tu?
No ba.
No ba. All right, yeah, one no ba.
Hello? One Nova.
Okay.
Okay, what else?
One Gandu.
One Gandhi, Gandhi?
No, Gandu.
Okay.
All right, one Banchud.
One what?
Banchud.
Okay. Okay,
One Ulu.
Huh?
One Ulu.
Ulu, okay.
All right. One Teramarilan.
Huh, Teramari?
Uh-huh.
Okay. What else?
One Duralala.
Uh-huh.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
And then my friend Jin, he has a phrase that he says. It's like, Soup Maravilla. I don't know what it is. Jin, what is that?
Soup Maranil Foie.
That's it.
Soup Maranil Pa?
Soup Maranil Foie.
Okay.
But this guy is obviously not Bengali. He's in Indian. You have to say to him something else, like Gandu, Gadarvecha, something. I don't know.
Gandu. Do you know Gandu? What is Gandu?
Yeah, you are Gandu. Gandu.
I think. How do you know Gandu?
How do I know Gandu? I'm from Bangladesh, man. I am from Bangladesh.
Gandu is a gay, man.
Yeah, you are a Gandu.
Okay, so...
Why are you laughing? Huh?
Do you like me?
Yeah. Do you like me?
Yeah.
I think you are a gay.
Maybe you are also Gandu. You are also Gandu.
No, I am not a Gandu. You are a Gandu.
I'm a Gandu. Eh? I'm a Gandu.
I'm Gandu. You like me?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yay, yay.
Are you dark or light skin?
All right, brother. Talk to you later.
All right, take care. Bye.
Bye. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.
See you.
Bye-bye.
Okay, fuck it!
Wow. That's amazing. That's a really nice guy. That was a nice start to the show.
He was a happy Gandhi, wasn't he?
He was laughing at all the curses. He was laughing.
Yeah.
He was happy Gandhi.
Yeah, man. Jeez.
Right. Your pronunciation is one shit, though. You were like, dur-la-la-la-la.
Dur-la-la-la. What is it? Dur-la-la? What is it?
Dur-hala-hala.
Dur-hala-hala. And what's the other one? Sutmara.
Sutmaranilfua.
Sutmaranilfua. All right.
Yeah, it's the son of a pig.
But it's only Bengali, then, you're saying.
Yeah, it's only Bengali. Yeah, I don't know any Hindi or anything like that. They're all similar, but Bengali is the only one I know because every fucking Indian restaurant in the UK, every Indian restaurant in the UK is run by Bangladeshis. It's just this fucking... I don't get it.
Okay. Yeah, I went to... me and two of the Indian guys from work, and me and my boss, my American boss, we went out for pizza and beer a few weeks ago after work. And I was telling him, yeah, I know some Indian curse words. Like, really? And I started rattling off all, you know, Bantut and Gandu. And one of them was like, I don't know what they are. I don't, what's that? And the other guy was like cracking up. He's like, how did you know that? And he explained to me, he's like, yeah, what you're saying is that's Hindi. Forgot what dialect it is. That the majority of Indians speak that, but there's like 60 dialects in India. So a lot of people won't know what you're saying when you say that, but the majority of people know, and he was laughing. He couldn't believe I knew that. He was like, how did you know? I said, I have a friend in the UK who taught me that, meaning you, Jim. And I was telling him that. He started laughing. I was like, oh, okay. Sounds funny. No one knows there that I do a show, but yeah, I don't know.
They were listening. Yeah, that would be funny.
I don't know. It's the majority of Indians there where I work at. I don't know how they would take it if they listen to one of the shows. It's me saying, yeah, Gandu, Bantut, getting the fights. Himalayan cuisine here. Indian. Is that India also? Himalayas? Yeah, I guess so.
Now, Himalaya, isn't that like the Chinese border?
Tibet.
Yeah, that's it, Tibet. Yeah.
Yeah, Milkman had a Tibet girlfriend. Hey, little boy, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm good. I want to make an order.
You want to order?
Yeah, for to go.
Give me a second. Let me.
I will need the cap.
What can I get you today?
Well, what do you have that's like chicken? Anything good?
I have a chicken, it's really nice. I have chicken curry, chicken vindaloo, chicken tikka masala, chicken korma.
Alright, I'll try the chicken tikka masala. That's like the Indian version. Okay, I'll have that.
One chicken tikka masala.
Do you have papadums?
Mm-hmm, I do have it.
One of those?
Mm-hmm.
And do you have pilau rice or jasmine or what do you have?
Sorry?
What kind of rice do you have? Any pilau or jasmine rice?
I have a pit pilau rice, I have a stir fried rice, I have a sesame rice.
Basmati or no?
I do have basmati.
All right, I'll have the pilau rice then. Okay, and what's the total?
Total is going to be $22.68.
And how long?
15 minutes.
15, okay. Sounds good.
How spicy do you want me to make the food for you?
I like it medium. Medium spicy.
May I have your name, sir?
This is Cross.
Sorry?
Mr. Cross.
May I have your number?
Yeah, sure. Give me a second here. It's,
All right. I got the one chicken tikka masala, one fish pilau rice, and I'll get the some papadum for you.
Okay, yeah. Sounds good. Well, thank you.
Thank you so much.
Bye. I want to try that whole I don't like Himalayan food thing. I want to do one of those tonight because I don't think he's going to get too angry, that guy, though.
Yeah, I don't think so. Yeah. I don't think so. Well, I did it during the week. I'm going to play something on... If I do a show, I'm going to play something on Sunday. You are going to scream.
Yeah. Well,
absolutely incredible.
Well, I'll tell you, Jin, you were doing good because when you had all the taxis at the place last week,
yeah,
that was good. That was good. Remember the one guy was really...
It wasn't bad, but unfortunately they were not good sports. So obviously they didn't flip out the way I wanted them to. But I did one during the week where I sent... I ordered a big amount of food, like £150 worth of food altogether from two different restaurants. Like, I went, one was a pizzeria and one was an Indian. And then I sent taxis to both of them and I told the taxi drivers to deliver the food from one to the other. But obviously they weren't going to do that because, you know, they're not getting paid for it. So they were like, who's going to pay and who's going to pay for the food and everything? And they got so mad. And the thing is, because I was showing my caller ID and my number, I was getting people calling me literally every time I hung up, they just called back again, and they were just like breathing down the phone just to try and scare me or something, saying, wow, yeah, I'm going to kill you and all this. It was crazy. I can't wait to play it on Sunday. It's going to be mad.
Well, I can't wait either. I look forward to that. I'm very drunk. just to let you know. You might have to take over Milkman and Jin. Tom, I'm having some insomnia problems. I'm just all fucked up, man. Ever since I had these surgeries last year, I've been suffering from a lot of pain in my arm and my knee. And it comes and goes, and I have good weeks and I have bad weeks. And I'm in the middle of a good week right now. I'm not going to get into why I've got the pain issues.
In your knee?
Mostly in my arm. My right shoulder is really bad. And I'm kind of like...
Are you sure it's not arthritis if it's in your knee and your arm and your shoulder? And
yeah,
all
it's kind of like it's rheumatoid. Kind of a rheumatoid.
Okay, yeah, issue. Rheumatoid arthritis, yeah, sure.
Okay, all right. So they're working on getting it worked out. I have attacks, I have flare-ups of it, but I'm in the middle of one right now, and I can't... When I do fall asleep, I don't have a good sleep. You know, I can't get into a deep
you
sleep.
You have RA, bro?
I have RA? Kind of, yeah.
Yeah.
In a way, it's a long story.
I didn't know
but
that.
Actually, all your illnesses are shit, because in comparison to what I've been diagnosed with, I make it all look stupid. I have something called trigeminal neuralgia. Which is the most painful condition known in medical science. So thank you very much.
What the hell? Trigenital?
That's
what's
what
that?
Trigeminal neuralgia. It's like a condition where the trigeminal nerve in the brain has some sort of inflammation or something, and it's very, very painful. And I was getting it for about 6 weeks, and about 4 weeks ago...
What do you sense the pain at? In your neck?
No, in my eye and in my face, on one side of the face. It's really bad, and they put me on something called Tegretol, which is like it's really good, but the first couple of weeks were like really drowsy, and in fact Sunday I was feeling really drowsy because of the tablets, but I feel much better now. So,
Well, give you like a headache?
Yeah, I don't get any headaches at the moment because the tablets are working, but it was really bad.
Oh, but whenever it's going on, it feels like a headache.
Yeah, it was like, yeah, they're sort of attacks, so they come on as soon as I wake up, really early in the morning, and it was fucking painful, like, several
How
times.
How long do they last? Are you able to see and function?
No, you can't really think straight when it happens. I had to call an ambulance on two occasions, it was that bad.
Oh my god, that is hardcore. Yeah,
it's really, really painful. But it's bad, it's bad, but it's okay now. Like, I'm happy it's gone. Even these tablets are really good.
Is that a genetic condition, or is that just something
I don't know. Apparently it's quite rare. It doesn't happen a lot to many people.
How is it induced environmentally, or just not very
there's
much?
No, there's no findings. There's not very much information.
Holy shit, yeah. In the chat room, HFG Bull is putting a Wikipedia... Also known as the suicide disease? Good God.
Yeah, because it's so painful, people have been known in the past to commit suicide because it was that painful.
Oh, please don't do that.
Oh, my Lord.
Don't do that.
There's an article I read.
Kill somebody else, man. Share the grief, yeah. Man.
What's the call where you tell the guy you're going to kill yourself? The Indian guy is like, no, please, do not.
Oh, yeah.
Before you collect.
Actually, I had Aftab talk to him as well. I just transferred him in. Yeah, that was quite funny.
Do not kill yourself.
Man. Bring your friends, or better yet, bring your enemies. They're always welcome. Yeah, right. You're in the bad house.
In the chat room, Tabachi says pussies out of all of us. Nunu says Jin has the gay AIDS. Clay says diabetes is what he has. And Kemp says the cure for what I have is Ambien and Head. Awesome. Cool. All right. Too bad my
There's
wife,
something Nick,
too bad
no,
my
not,
wife
a lot
doesn't
of people
love me anymore.
Getting, just real quick, but we go on, and that's it for me, man. You know, this shingles thing is starting to go around. I started seeing it on TV. My cousin had it, man. And I don't know, most people realize that. It's not an old person's disease, you know. It's another manifestation of this virus called herpes zoster. You know, when you're a kid, it's called chicken pox. And then after you had chicken pox later on, it comes out when you're sick, like it's called cold sores. And then supposedly when you get old, it comes out again with a pustule type thing. And it's really, really painful. All your nerve endings are on fire, and that's called shingles. And people nowadays, I guess a lot of people are even younger getting that shit, man. It's really, really paralyzing pain. I don't think quite as bad as what Jim's got. But man, that's another thing, you know, to be looking out for too.
I can't really explain
to
you how painful it is, but I can tell you that basically the articles I was reading after the diagnosis Some of them said, like, in comparison to childbirth, it was more painful than childbirth.
Holy
and they're
shit.
getting anesthetics for that. And, you know, I'm sat there thinking, most painful medical condition known to medical science. Yeah, that feels really good. You know, that actually made me feel really bad when I read that. You know, my heart started pounding and I'm thinking, fuck's sake.
No, you gotta calm down. Don't read that. You give yourself an attack.
It happens actually, like, it happens on cue for some strange reason. Like, every time I was waking up and it was the same thing.
Oh.
Really strange.
That sucks, man.
Wow.
Alright, well, take it easy, man. Take yourself
off. No, it's alright.
Because the blood flow increases to your brain when you wake up.
Yeah, you gotta jerk off when that happens. Hey, we got another Indian cuisine here.
That cures blindness, too.
You know what's the worst? You ever jerk off when you got a headache, and then when, like, it's all right when you're doing it, and then when you stop, it comes back really pounding. You know, it's the worst.
I've never tried.
Well, the biggest headache's trying to get that shit off the wall.
Next time you get a headache, jerk off, and you'll see when you stop jerking off, it's bad. I don't know. Maybe that's just me.
Ask
the chat room.
After that,
chat room, tell us any guys in there if you ever done that. It's true. You know? Jerking off. Sometimes you just gotta jerk. Even if you got a headache, you gotta jerk off. Hey, Tampa Indian Cuisine. We got a lot of Indian places here. That's good. There's nothing wrong with that. There we go. You want one, Jin? You let me know.
Yeah, let me do it.
All right, Tampa in Las Vegas.
Yeah.
City of sex.
Can I help you?
Yes, yes. Hello, how are you?
Good, good.
Excellent, mm-hmm. Excellent. This is Mr. Stewart. I'm calling from the National Health Service. We're doing an inspection in Las Vegas to all the nice restaurants and everything else. And your restaurant has come up as one of the ones we need to take a look at because we've got reports that you're filthy bastards.
Right now there's no manager, so if you want to call back in 1 hour, you can...
Actually, I need to come in immediately. Don't worry about the manager or the manageress. I will come in and I will inspect the kitchen and I will I'll be doing a full cavity search on all the female members of staff.
I have to let them know, sir.
Okay. Get there, tell them. Yeah.
There's somebody that wants to come in the kitchen. In the restaurant. I tell them there's no man in the
stuff. Hello?
Hello, yes, who am I speaking with?
My name's Rick, how can I help you?
Hello, Rick, my name is Mr. Stewart. I'm calling from the National Health Service. We're doing an inspection in Las Vegas, all the restaurants and hotels in the area, and your restaurant came up as one of the ones we need to have a look at because we've had reports that you're very filthy.
Okay.
Yeah?
May I have your designation?
What designation? What do you mean?
What's your rank? What's your designation, you know, in the health department or...
I'm a senior VIP.
Okay. So when are you planning to come over?
I would like to come over immediately because the reports are very serious and we need to have a look and we need to be also inspecting the members of staff. I will be doing a full body cavity search on all female members of staff to make sure they're not hiding any dirty things up there.
Are you serious?
Of course I'm serious.
Never heard about
yes.
that before.
Well, you're going to see it in a minute when I get there.
Okay, that's perfectly fine. Waiting for you.
Okay, you're waiting for me. What's your name again?
Rick.
Rick, okay. I need you to get all the female members of staff lined up in a line so that when I get there, they'll all be stripped. And,
make sure
and
you're
I can...
straight, all right?
What?
Make sure you're straight.
What do you mean,
so
straight?
So I can line all the female staff.
No, you idiot. Line them up now. I'm coming. Hello?
I'll call back. He sounds... it sounds like he's really...
Coral searches, baby.
Salting his onions. Jen, I heard that British term today. Salting my onions.
You take over. Salting onions.
You're salting my onions. What was his name, Mark?
Rick.
Rick.
It's funny how you can forget that within a second.
Gotta wear your rubber boots.
Hello, you are not available now. Please leave your name.
Cunt! Alright, hang on. I'll call from the... I've got a different number here I can call.
I was like, I'm a senior VIP.
He's like, okay. Your designation.
What? Designation?
Like, your fucking Borg. I'm 7 of 9. of Borg designation. 5 of 12.
Samba Cousin, can I help you?
Yes. I need to speak with Rick, please.
You have the wrong number.
No, this is the Indian restaurant?
It is, yes.
There's a Rick or a Mark there, the manager?
You have the wrong number, sir.
This is restaurant.
Restaurant.
Damn it. They lie to me, don't they? What number did we call?
Yeah, we called Tamba. She picked up Tamba.
Was it Tamba? And she said Tamba,
yeah, yeah,
right?
Was it? Yeah, yeah, she said Tamba. It was definitely Tamba.
What a stupid her. All right. Saffron. Oh, I like some saffron. It's a good it's a good taste.
Saffron. Yeah. I actually hate Indian food. With a fucking passion, I don't like it.
Yeah. Oh, man. They make it. They make it at work. So we'll have a potluck, man. And these Indian guys will make, and their wives will make a dish, and they'll make a dish. They got this one guy. We only have like maybe 20 to 30 people max that work in our building. And I'd say 2/3 of them are Indian. These people brought so much food. This guy brought in such a large amount of lawn bread, like homemade lawn bread. It was really,
oh my
God. It was like, it was a huge bowl just full of lawn bread.
Sack of a lisa.
Sack of a lisa.
Man, when it's hot, though, when it first comes out, dude, and it's still like, you know, it's still soft like that before it gets hard. Oh, shit.
Yeah, they have one. They have one called
chicken. Bowl of dog.
They have one called Chicken 78 or Chicken 69 or something. It's named after the year it was invented. It's little,
are you sure?
It's little pieces of chicken that are fried with like peppers and stuff. Oh my God, man.
Chicken 69 sounds.
It's like, it's chicken in a number. I don't know what number it is. Chicken 22.
If it's 69, then you know it didn't come from the year.
Yeah. Yeah. I know a good Asian joke. If we get a Chinese place here, I like to give my Asian joke. I won't give it out now. I don't want to ruin it.
Chinese food is not bad. I like Chinese and Korean. Korean, I love Korean food. It's really nice.
Oh, kimchi rice. You ever have that?
Yeah, kimchi is a side dish. It normally goes with it. But kimchi rice is something they do at the end of the meal where like they've got rice left over and they just throw it all in the pan.
Yeah, how long does it take for you to shit in the toilet after you eat that, Jen?
Or do you prefer to toss it in the microwave?
Yeah. That's the famous prank. I don't know if you heard that, but where
I heard it.
That's ridiculous. You ask that question. So saffron.
Yeah, you do it.
Oh, thanks. Made a big mistake. I'm happy I did the show now.
Hi, Saffron Restaurant. How may I help you?
Hi, Saffron. How are you?
Very good.
Can I make an order?
Sure. Whenever you're ready.
No, I'm not ready yet.
Okay.
All right, I'll call back in a little bit.
Okay.
All right, bye.
I don't get why there's like never any Indian people. Like over here, you call up an Indian restaurant, and guarantee that it's going to be a man answering with a funny accent. Over there, it's like, oh, hi, I'm a cute American girl.
Yeah, an American girl. I'm going to talk to her. Let's call the Himalayan place where this should be ready my order. Yes, hi. I called to make an order.
Yeah, to go order, sir?
To go order for under Mr. Cross.
Okay, so Todd Jones, sir.
Huh?
So, it is maybe, you have a one chicken tikka masala and one fish slow rice, right?
Yes.
It should be almost ready, sir. It is ready, sir, yeah.
Is it ready?
Yeah, it is ready.
Oh, yeah, I want to count. I don't know. I remembered I don't like Indian food.
Do you want to cancel it?
Yeah, I don't want it. It's stupid, nasty food, so.
Oh, that's you talk with somebody else, okay? We'll take out.
Huh? All
right?
No.
Hello?
Yeah, is my order ready?
Yeah.
That's too bad because I decided I don't like it's nasty food.
Sorry?
It's nasty food. It's not good food. It's bad food, so.
Why did you order them before?
Well, at first, but then I started doing the research, and I heard about all these things that are in his food. It's disgusting, you know?
That's all right. Just from next time onwards, just be careful. I mean, do everything research and order only, okay? Because this food is going to be wasted right now.
Well, can I make a different order?
No, I can't get your any order.
No, just I'm gonna pick this one up.
You're gonna take this one, or you want me to get the other order?
Different order.
The same order?
No, different one.
Sorry, unfortunately. If you come over here, then you can order, then you can pay it, then only I can make it, because I can't trust you.
Okay, tell you what, the order that you made, I'm going to come pick it up, but I want to add some more to it.
Okay, that's all right.
All right, can you add something to it, please?
Yeah, what do you want me to add it?
Did you say you had Rogan Josh, was a chicken?
Yes, I do have it.
Okay, well, add a chicken Rogan Josh to it.
I don't have chicken, I have a lamb and goat.
Okay, lamb. Lamb's good. All right. Mm-hmm. And then you said, what did you have that's not pilau rice? What was the other one? You had a fried rice, was it?
Yeah, I do have fried rice.
All right, I'll have a fried rice also.
With a vegetable?
Yes.
All right, anything else?
Do you have a vegetable biryani at all, or no?
Yeah, I do have a vegetable biryani.
Well, no, I think that's enough. That's enough. And how long will that be?
Next 15 minutes.
All right. I'll be there in 15 minutes. Thanks. And hang on to the other stuff. I'm going to get it also. I'm going to pay for it.
All right.
What was your name?
My name is Durga.
I'm sorry, Durga. All right. I'll be there in shortly. Thank you.
All right.
Bye. I'll call him back in 15 minutes and cancel him. It's going to be pissed.
The Freudian slip going to, I'll call you back.
She's probably going to call up that number, though.
Oh, yeah, that'll ring to me. That's a number here that rings here. So.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Nice.
Maybe I can get him to add the vegetable biryani. That's why I asked him if he had it.
Do that again. Be sure you want food.
Listen, you do that again. Make sure you have food.
Be careful.
So obviously the order's up to like $40 now. It was 20 something before. It's gonna be up to 40.
That's nothing compared to what I did in the week. But that I shouldn't do that. Like I spent a lot of money. I did Pizza Hut. I did Domino's Pizza, and literally £150 worth of food. Is that not over $300? How much is that? Let me find out.
Yeah, that's like $300 here, dude.
Cool. Yeah, sounds about right.
Yeah, $242.
Woo!
Wow.
Yeah, you can imagine they were pissed.
Yeah. Yeah. I still really like the one you put on YouTube where the first guy that got upset.
Yeah. Don't like Indian food. And he's like, if you were in front of me, I would slap your face.
And you're like, stomp.
And I'm like, stomp it!
Stomp it.
Stomp it.
All right, here's a liquor store. Jin, you can't do this because you don't drink liquor. Sorry.
Yeah.
You wouldn't know what to do.
Close the listen.
Yeah, is this Mexican stupid liquor people?
Excuse me?
Is this stupid Mexican liquor people?
I don't know how to reply to that.
Well, let's just say yes or no.
Well, definitely not Mexican.
That's cool. Yeah, I'd like to make an order, please.
We don't fuck with that kind of shit.
I don't either, man. Fuck Mexicans. White power all the way. Yeah, can I make an order, please?
What is it?
Can I make an order for delivery?
What's the order, bro?
Do you have any gin? Which gins? What's the, not the best gin, but like the middle range?
The middle range, and this is for pickup, obviously.
Well, you don't do delivery then, right?
Nah, not liquor.
All right, so what do you got?
You got gin, you got Tanqueray, Bombay would be that mid-class one. You can go New Amsterdam. Yep, and then, well, Seagram's. Tanqueray's your best one.
Okay, Tanqueray, you thinking? The Tanqueray?
Yeah, Tanqueray's good. Bombay's okay.
Okay.
Alright.
Wow, I'm really stupid tonight. I just don't know what to do. I've hung up on one person off the bat.
Ring the liquor store back.
Hey, that board I sent you.
That guy just made weird noises and he giggled while I did it. Jan, just explain.
Did you get that Gort I sent you?
Gort, yes.
Is that, this is the liquor store, yeah?
This is Gort liquor store, yeah.
Oh.
No, it's the same one. Oh, yes, you're right, Milkman, thank you, I'm sorry.
Hello.
Yeah, hi there. Ah. Hello.
Oh, he hung up.
He had one hiccup and hung up, wow.
He hung up, man.
That is extreme. Alright, fuck him.
Extreme hang up is what he did. That was a stupid prank of mine. I apologize to all the Madhouse listeners. Lonesome was upset about the Cardinals. What did the Arizona Cardinals do? A fraud team should have never been 4-0. Ryan Williams. Oh, yeah, they were the only undefeated team. What happened? What happened to the Arizona Cardinals? Let me look real quick. Let's play a song machine here. Game's still going on. We've got Andre Roberts in for Arizona. He's got no touchdowns with 7 points for me in the football league. 30 yards. Very good. My guess is he's got 4 receptions and 30 yards. My math is correct. 6 points Arizona Cardinals defense. I got 1 interception. All right, cool. We'll talk about this later, but how funny is it that Ken in the Fantasy Football League lost to Richie, who doesn't even pay attention to his team, and had 2 players that were not playing last week, and he still lost. You still lost to Richie, Ken. You suck, man. You're a suck.
Actually, so what? How many laggers you got now? Who's not playing?
Ken beat me. Out of 12 players...
Yeah, bring us up to speed here for us not in the league.
It's not that Richie isn't playing. He logs in. He's retarded, though. He's like, I don't know what to do. But he doesn't... It'll tell him, like, this player is sick.
It's fucking complex.
You should ring somebody up.
I
don't know what to do. What do I do? This is stupid, man.
It's complex as hell, man. It is. It's hard.
We should do that. Oh, my God. That is just such a great idea.
There's a... All right, listen. When I worked at an air conditioning company, I was a dispatcher, and I got a call from one of the technicians. He was fixing an air conditioner in some house, and the owners weren't there. They left the house open for him. Yeah. And he busted a pipe inside the house when he was fixing the air conditioner. On the second floor of a wood-floored house, and there's water going everywhere, and he can't shut it off. And he calls me on the dispatch radio. And he's like, Carlos, the water is spilling everywhere. I'm like, what? He's like, I broke a pipe, and water's going everywhere. What do I do? That's what he said. And there's like 10 people standing around hearing this, and we all started cracking up. And for like the rest of the year, all we kept saying was, what do I do? That was like our big thing we would say whenever we panicked. We're like, what do I do?
Nice.
Yeah. And yeah.
Wait, seriously, we should do that. We should call somebody. Like, I'll try to get you in the call. We're like stupid people. And I'll be like, I'm Mr. Stupid. I don't know, man. I'm really stupid.
I'm a little We should call Chinese place, see what they say.
Yeah.
All right. I think this is Chinese. It's American with a K. Ni. I have no idea what that would be.
It doesn't matter because we're just going to
we're just stupid.
Stupid thing. We're stupid. I don't know.
Yeah, we're just stupid Americans. That's all that matters.
We're stupid person.
Yeah, all right. I know this is a weird show tonight, guys. I'm in a weird
it's
emotional...
It's really weird, though. Why the people are so stupid?
I'm in a weird emotional state. I'm just happy to be here, happy to be alive, you know. A lot of my homies aren't alive right now.
American A Sushi, how can I help you?
Yeah, hi there, hello. Me and my stupid brother, we want to make an order there.
Okay, well, what'd you like to order?
Just tell me what's on the menu, because I'm stupid, I can't read it. Hello? Apple? Apple. You a stupid ass, man.
Hello?
Stupid.
Hello?
Fuck him, he's American. He's not gonna go for it.
It's a Japanese restaurant. They have sushi.
Yeah, but that guy's American. You can hear it in his accent. He was like, oh, yeah, rah, rah.
Oh, oh. Alright, well, we'll keep him on the line and we'll call. We'll,
yeah, fuck him. Let's do another one. Thank you. Let's try the same thing with another.
I don't think it's Himalayan time yet. Here we got a Sefrani, Indian, and Pakistani. You know they're really angry there because they're in conflict with each other all the time.
Well, let's try it.
Tell you're from the Kashmir. There we go.
Hey, Mono, did you get that gourd?
Yeah, I did. He wants to call in. Call in, Dark Fox Machine. Call in on Skype. Skype in.
Oh, okay. Or send, I didn't know if you read my message here.
Yeah, or sending numbers. Oh, I got a... yeah. Oh, man.
Oh, I've got a good idea.
Oh, man.
I hope they pick up.
Oh, me too.
Good evening, Stefan.
Yes, hello, who am I speaking with?
This is DJ. Who do you want to talk to, sir?
Yeah, I want to speak to any senior person. Are you senior?
Yes.
Excellent. I'm Mr. Stewart. I'm an arms dealer. Do you know what that is?
No, I don't know, sir.
Yeah, okay, I deal arms, and I was thinking about supplying weapons to both sides of the team. Do you understand?
And you're absolutely calling in the wrong place.
No, we're calling in the right place. We're going to play a game. Your restaurant, it's called Capture the Flag, and your restaurant is in competition with another restaurant. And I'm going to give both restaurants a gun, and then you can just kill each other and capture the flag. Do you understand?
This is some kind of joke.
No. Why would it be joking? Okay. Why am I joking? What?
I'm not familiar with this kind of game, sir. Try something.
Yeah,
else,
it's a fun game. It's called Capture the Flag. I'm going to give you a gun. Other restaurant gets a gun as well. Then there's a flag in the middle. One of you grabs the flag and brings it back to your restaurant. The winner gets $1,000.
Okay, can you call my owner tomorrow?
I want to talk to you now. Why can't I? The game starts in 10 minutes.
I don't want to be a part of this game, sir.
$1,000? You don't want to be a part of this game? Are you an idiot?
Excuse me?
You must be a stupid idiot. Why you don't want to be a part of this game?
Please, I don't want to talk to you anymore.
You're an idiot. That's why.
Because nothing remains in its present form when fire touches it. America must be burned!
There you go, Jen. Is that what you're trying to say?
Yeah, something like that. I was a bit disappointed because it's a bit choppy.
Jen, you broke the code of pranks. You broke the code of pranks there.
Why,
man.
What did I do?
The code of pranks. You not threaten bodily harm. And prank
call. Oh.
I'm just saying. That's what I'll let you slide. You're Jen Stewart. You're Jen fucking Stewart. Let's see what we got here. Lonesome has sent in no more numbers. All right, Lonesome, you're out of here. You're banned. Nunu says, make sure when we call Turks to mention Atatürk. What is it? Atatürk?
Atatürk is their great fearless leader.
Accuse people of being Dalits. Oh yeah, Jen. Apparently the caste system, the Dalits. We've been trying to incorporate that lately, and I don't know that a lot of them know about the caste system. I don't know.
Oh, hell yeah, they know about caste, especially if you tell them you're Brahma. They even know who the fuck that's top class, bro.
Top class.
You start talking like you're Brahma, dude, they ain't going to be running their restaurants. So
they're
going to be
service
and shit like that. They're going to be lower class. So.
Wow.
So you start mentioning that shit, you're going to piss them off.
How long after eat food to shit in the toilet, he says, to make sure we ask also. It says to call Indians, accuse them of being Dalits, and ask them to come and clean your toilet.
Them of being what?
Dalit. That's like the lowest, the untouchable on the, you know, the caste system. You know what that is in the old Indian society over 100
no,
years?
No, I don't
years
know anything about that kind of thing.
Oh, is it five levels, milkman? Like Brahmin?
Well, yeah, you know, at least. You know, plus you get down and you get into, you know, like their actual... the area they're born in and stuff. But it's kind of like, you know, upper class, lower class, middle class kind of thing. But, it's kind of expanded and it encompasses, like, the origin, like what area they're from and such like that. So Brahmin class would be like your leaders, your spiritual people, politicians and such. And then, okay. You know, on down to whatever the lowest, I don't know about shallot or whatever he's talking about. But I definitely know Brahma is a top class. My ex was Brahma. So as soon as you say you're a Brahma, like, you know, you're the big shit, right? And anybody
I'm a Brahma. Obama or Obama?
Obama.
Brahma, like Brahma, B-R-A, like Brahma. Brahma Dairy, Brahma. You know, like, almost like, kind of like, sounds like the
okay, what,
camel.
Let me ask you, what is Llama?
Llama is a South American, what, quadruped, looks like,
oh my god.
Kind of like a horse with a long neck.
Yeah.
A lot of wolf.
It's a Winamp animal, right? Winamp.
Yeah.
Yeah, there you go.
They spit.
They spit. This fucking llama spit at me once at the zoo.
They do spit.
This motherfucker.
You're right.
You know what I did? The motherfucker. He spit at me at the zoo when I was on a field trip.
You climbed over the fence and beat the shit out of him. What did you do?
No. I went to the gift shop and I bought these hot candies, these hot sour candies, and I fed them to it. The motherfucker. I fed him the hot candy and he ate it.
Oh yeah, that's so cruel because they can't regurgitate that.
No,
really,
but he spit it out, but fuck him.
Oh, I can't. You're lucky. You know, horses can't regurgitate, so yeah. I don't know if llamas can either.
You told me that last week. They probably can't. But yeah, I gave it
they
to
definitely
him.
They definitely
can't. I was like,
he got it halfway down his neck. He's got like a 3-foot neck.
Son of a bitch. I was like,
burning down that
way. I was like, hey llama, hey man, hey there guy, hey. And I gave him it.
Have some of this candy, huh?
Yeah, hey, guy. He's like, ooh, ooh, ooh.
Some goofy ass looking things. It kind of looks like a mule in the face, too. I mean,
yeah,
it's
they
a
do.
Weird
slap the shit out of a llama. He spit on me for no reason. I was just into the, oh, cool llama. Like, you motherfucker, you. And everyone was laughing at me, like, oh, Carl's got spit on by the llama. Like, fuck you, nigga.
You scared him somehow.
Gave him a freaking
warning.
Yes, hi. I'd like to confirm my order's ready.
Yes.
You got the full order. What do you have there now? The whole thing?
I have a chicken tikka masala, and your pistolo rice is ready, and your rogan josh is making.
It's still making. It's not ready yet?
Yeah.
How much longer?
You know, I mean, if you as soon as you will be here, then as soon as it will be ready in the next couple of minutes.
Okay, well, I think I'm going to cancel it.
Okay, that's fine.
All right.
Yeah, I thought he didn't make it.
I'm pretty sure
he wasn't going to do it.
Yeah, he's pissed. I was hoping he would make it. Okay, they just want me to come in so they kick my ass. Like, hey, you cool making jokes, huh? You bastard. Hey, we got a Kung Fu Academy. Tat Wong Kung Fu Academy.
Kung Fu Academy, wow.
The only pranks I've ever done that have gone anywhere with, like, martial arts places is I ask them, I want to, will you teach me how to karate chop a desk in half? And they're like, no, we don't do that.
Let me try this, then. I've got an idea.
And then recently, though, I said one where, like, what? All right, I already gave the story out, but I said that my dad, and it's true, my dad, I wanted to join a kung fu place, a kung fu school, and my dad was like, oh, God. Like, I kept talking about it. Like, I saw Karate Kid when it first came out. And I'm like, I want to be a Karate Kid. I want to do karate. And he took me to the karate thing, and then we were leaving. He let me talk. The guy came, the sensei came. He was like, yeah, you know, you come after school, and we'll teach you respect, and you'll, you know, do karate and this and that. And we do trips together. And then, like, my dad's like, you can't join. I'm like, why not? And I knew it really was because he couldn't fucking afford it. It was too expensive, and we were poor. But he was like, no, because you have to pray to the dragon. I'm like, what are you talking about? I was like, yeah, you know, if you join karate, you don't pray to God anymore. They say they force you to pray to the dragon, and if the dragon tells you to kill yourself, you have to kill yourself. If the dragon, he's like, he's driving home, and he's like, the dragon could tell me right now to turn my we were going over a bridge, and he's like, the dragon could tell me to turn the wheel and go over the bridge, and I'd have to do it. I'm like, what? It's like, yes, and the dragon could even tell you to kill mom and dad. I'm like, oh, my God, I got all scared and shit. Yeah, what a horrible father, right?
Yeah, that's pretty bad.
Yeah, so then what I do is I think once I recently called and I said that I heard you. I just told that I heard you at the prey of the dragon. But anyway, you're going to do this. Kung Fu Academy, all right? Good luck with that, Jin.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, no pressure. Don't get the dragon on you.
Yeah, save me, you know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to try and do this.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah, safe, man. I need to speak to somebody about the kung fu, innit?
For yourself or for a child?
Yes, for me, innit? I want to do some kung fu. I want to know the type of kung fu that you guys is doing right there.
Toilet butt.
What does that mean, though? I don't know what that means. Like, I've never done the kung fu before.
You can Google it, and you can research all the history on it if you'd like.
I don't have any.
For a private lesson?
Yeah, I would like to come in, but let me ask you something, right? I've been watching, like, lots of kung fu movies and that, so I reckon I got, like, a lot of experience in this area, yeah? And I'm like, I do you know that film with Bruce Lee and Chuck Norris with The Way of the Dragon where they do, like, the fight scene and they're a big arena and they're, like, you know, fighting and that?
Are you interested in acting or are you interested in training?
No, I'm interested, yeah, in, like, beating people, you know what I mean? Like,
well,
like
why don't you stop by the school and we'll see what you've learned before and you can come in and,
Well, it's not like I've never had,
doing
like,
an introductory lesson.
But I've never had lessons in that, and I don't really, like, I don't like the idea of, like, being in a lesson where somebody, like, teach me something. I just want to be, like, a fighter, you know what I mean? I want to go in there.
Oh, yeah, all right.
And, like,
well,
you know,
good luck with that. I got to get back to teaching people that want to learn.
Well, you were stupid then, isn't it, bitch?
Yeah, it sounded like a Puerto Rican kid. That was like, yo, why are you so stupid? What the fuck is that about? Gosh.
Shit.
Yo, why are you stupid and shit?
She was not a good sport.
She was
that
a cunt.
Could have been a lot better if it was like some guy.
It was a like, cunt. She was like, why don't you Google it and shit?
Mira, hi, how you doing?
Yeah, yeah. Why do you call up a place and they tell you to Google it? That's just fucking retarded.
Coño, why don't you Google that shit? You sound like Rosine from Jerky Boys.
Ay, coño.
Ay, coño.
Ay, coño.
Coño.
I slapped it myself in the pool, too.
Here's another Kung Fu Academy. Let me try this one. And you jump in, Jen. You tell him.
Yeah, yeah. I'll do tame accent because I've never done that before.
You were doing your Ollie G impersonation. That was cool.
What?
Yeah, sorry. Is this the Kung Fu Academy?
What? What?
Yeah, is this Kung Fu Academy?
Yeah.
Yeah. Are you the master?
Yeah, who are you?
My name is Cross. I wanted to get a kung fu lesson.
Mm-hmm.
All right, what can you tell me?
Huh?
What can you tell me?
Yeah, I don't know what you want to talk about.
Is this Choi Lee?
Yeah.
Oh, hi.
Yeah.
All right, yes, I want to learn kung fu, and I wanted to know, like, I understand that when you start the kung fu class, You pass around the dog like a little puppy around the class, and that you say that the class can't start until the puppy is dead?
I'm sorry, a little bit English.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh. And I want to kick you in the balls?
Oh, okay, if you're not in Arcadia, you can come to my class, you watch, and better.
All right, can I touch you in the balls and kick you in the balls?
What with the ball?
And your balls, down there, I want to touch and kiss you and everything?
No, the kung fu is traditional kung fu.
Yeah, but do I get to hold you and kiss you and everything?
I am sorry, I'm busy.
No, you're not busy, you just woke up.
Talk.
You're smoking marijuana.
Okay.
You stupid.
I like clock closed, sorry.
Shut up. Stupid.
You have power, you come to watch it, okay?
I punch you.
Okay.
When can I come down?
Yeah, tomorrow you can come to looking.
What,
okay, 10
what time?
10 to 4.
In the
morning?
Okay, and then you take my pants off?
Yeah, 10 o'clock open, okay?
And pants, my pants.
Yeah, 10 a.m. Uh-huh. 4 p.m., okay?
Okay, and then
tomorrow.
But I want to take my pants off. I want you to see me like that, and then I'll jump around.
You can. Okay, I hope you come to here talking, okay?
And are you going to kick me down there?
No, kick you. Why you kick you?
You kick me. I want you to kick me. With your foot?
I don't understand a lot of English, okay?
You know how to punch?
You can come to talking.
Listen,
okay?
You know punch?
Tell the punch, okay?
Punch me.
How do you punch you?
You punch me. I want you to punch me.
Why?
I like it. It's fun. with punch me.
You pay money, I punch you?
Yeah, well, I pay you money, you punch me.
You need to learn, okay? In that case, I'll not punch you, okay?
Oh, please,
you,
baby.
You're not sensitive. I don't like to punch you, okay?
Oh, come on. It makes me horny. I get off.
Okay.
I like it.
Okay, sorry.
Angry.
I'll call you now. Okay, see you tomorrow.
Okay, Charlie. Seems like a cool dude.
I love that part. You were like, he's going to jump. You're going to jump around. You're going to get naked and jump around. That was fucking, that nearly killed me. I had to mute, man. That was brilliant.
Thanks. All right. Let's see. We got some sushi bars. You like sushi?
Yeah, I've got a massive echo, by the way.
I don't know what to do.
No, I don't either.
I don't know.
I got a little
low. Milkman, turn off your gourd.
All right, man. Okay, I rebooted it.
Alright, good, thanks.
I sent you a new MOTD if you got it there.
Alright, thanks. I got a new MOTD. Message of the day.
Yeah.
Alright. Baz says, Australia, tell them you ate some really spicy food and now your ass is bleeding when you take a dump. This is a hemorrhoid place.
Hemorrhoid
thing. Hemorrhoid and rectal bleeding clinic in Melbourne, Australia.
Ouch.
God. I got a sign. You see, I used to go to therapy, like, you know, therapy sessions, like for talking about your being angry. About 10 years ago. And I was walking in the office building on a Sunday. I had an appointment on a Sunday. So there was no one in there. And I went by, and one of the offices said, what was it? Hemorrhoid Relief Center of Central Florida? Something like that? Central Florida Hemorrhoid Relief Center?
Oh, shit.
And I was really high.
Off that goober.
I stole the sign. The sign's, and you know, the sign's in the bathroom. I actually have the sign, so I put it, it's in the bathroom, hanging on the wall. Because I think it's funny, like the Hemorrhoid Relief Center, and it's in the bathroom. That makes sense, right? I think it makes sense, but anyway, that's I saw that and I started laughing. And I remember my therapist is like, what did you do? Like, I stole the sign. He's like, go put that back. I'm like, no, man, it's so funny. He's like, oh my god. I used to give that therapist a hard time. Anyway. I used to give the therapist such a hard time. Anyway, Hemorrhoid Relief Center here. The hemorrhoid and rectal bleeding. Anybody want it? Milkman, you want to call it?
Absolutely not.
All right. Jen, you want to call it? Hemorrhoids?
No, man. I've got an echo, and I can't stay too much longer either.
Echo. You got to go to work.
Oh, you're echoing on this end now. I hear something. Call right back.
We got to redo the call.
You want me to call back?
When this alarm comes up, I'm still speaking.
Yes, hi. Is this about the asses?
Sorry?
The hemorrhoids?
I'm sorry, this is not the clinic for it. The doctor doesn't do them anymore.
Oh, what about rectal itch?
Sorry?
When I defecate, my rectal muscles aren't pinching off the feces.
Well, we don't deal with that anymore. You need to contact your GP to refer you to somebody else.
Well, what do you do there then? You don't touch
it's them? It's hernias only.
Hernias? And that's the hernias?
He used to do hemorrhoids, but he's now stopped because he's 73.
All right, so hernias is what? Like when the ass, the tube comes out too far from the asshole?
No, the hernias is a lump in your groin. You need to go talk to your GP. Thanks for calling. Bye.
How do you fix that?
I
gotta call the GP, the general practitioner in charge.
Tell your rectal fissures erupted.
Are you still getting echoes, bastards?
Yeah, no. Yes, yeah.
Yes, yes, no?
Yeah, I am.
Slightly.
Alright, well, let's.
Because you haven't got your shit sorted, that's fine.
Oh, shut up. Alright, I'm gonna hang up the call and then I'll call Milkman and Jin back, alright? Good?
Alright.
Okay.
What?
Yay!
Yay!
Alright, actually, if I remember correctly, the best way to do this is for me to shut down Skype completely. Shut down Skype on the computers. And then go to Task Manager and shut down the process. Because what the problem is, from what I've learned, it's a memory leak with Skype that they haven't fixed for 6 fucking years. There we go. Now I can open Skype machine again. And here we are. Let's get Jin back. Jin Stowe.
Bingo.
We got Echo still, Maricon?
Probably not. No, excellent. Yeah, you did it. You are a fucking genius.
I know the fix.
Please enjoy the following music while your party is being reached.
What did you do? I mean, your setup is what? I have 3 computers here to do my thing.
I have 3. I only use 2 for the show, but I have 3. I got a laptop that handles Skype and my messaging, so...
Oh, I see.
And then the audio out from that goes into the audio in from the new computer. I got this new machine.
You have a new machine.
Oh, yeah, I got 32 gigs of RAM on it. You didn't even
32 gigs of RAM.
You think I'm kidding?
Twice as much as me.
Yeah, but, you know, people are like, "Where do you go? You never use 32 gigs of RAM. You never use 32 gigs of RAM." That's bullshit. At some point, everyone's like, "Oh, you'll never need 4 gigs of RAM. You'll never need a gig of RAM." You know, at some point we'll be hitting 32 gigs of RAM, A. B, I run a virtual machine on there. On this machine here, it runs, I've got Windows 8, I don't run that too much, but I also have a virtual machine that runs Mac OS X Mountain Lion, and you can allocate RAM specifically to that, so I allocate 8 gigs of RAM to the virtual machine.
What do you use for the, do you use VMware or what?
No, I'm using the Oracle version, what's it called?
Oh,
Workstation?
VBox.
VirtualBox, because getting Mountain Lion to run in VMware is a freaking nightmare, so I just stuck to VBox. I found a nice tutorial on it, and
yeah, VBox.
RAM's where it's all at, man. RAM is power. You know, when I always tell my customers, man, when you're buying RAM, you're buying time. You know, you can do more things at once, quicker. You can do each process individually quicker, you know, more processing. Always, you're buying time when you're buying RAM,
yeah.
Memory.
So for me, like, I can allocate 8 gigs of RAM, and I still have plenty of RAM left over for the main Windows 7 operating system on the machine itself. So it runs nice, yeah. Runs nice. I forgot what else do I have on here. I got a pretty good
stuff. Oh, you got the supercomputer over there, man. It's, yeah. It's not HAL 9000. What's the guy...
I've got an i7 processor, so yeah.
Yeah, what have you got? I7? Which one?
What is it? The fuck? The i? Oh my god! I gotta look. I got on my Google Doc here. It is the i. I know it's the K version, so it's the one that's unlocked. First of all,
well, the 3770K.
It's a Sandy Bridge, first of all, or what's the newer one? Sandy Bridge is the newer one, right? Not Ivy Bridge. Ivy Bridge went to Sandy Bridge, or is it the other way?
I think so. Yeah.
Yeah, whichever is the newest of the two, the Sandy Bridge, I think it's Sandy Bridge. It's that one. It's a nicer one. It's the I think it's the i7, i7-7550. I forgot. I stopped paying attention to it after I built it. I don't keep up on, like, I went and I mean I know enough.
I got the 3770K.
I know enough of computer hardware, like how it works and what the specs do and stuff. But I'm not the guy that's like, oh, did you hear about the new 5220K i7? Blah, blah, blah. Like I don't keep up with that. Like you know, I seriously, like, I know what I'm doing when it comes down to it, but I'm not going to keep up with everything about hardware. Like, I know what's out there, but I'm not, like, every single piece of hardware.
You can stick it on a motherboard and make it work.
Yeah, exactly. I built the damn thing by myself without a problem. But...
How much L2 cash does that thing have?
Milkman, you're asking me things that I don't remember now. I could have told you a month ago when I built the stupid thing, but right now I can't tell you.
What is it, quad core?
It's a quad core. Yes, it is a quad core.
Like 12, maybe 12 megs, maybe?
Here we go. I got it here. I built it in June. I'll tell you. I've got an Intel Core i7-3770K.
Yeah, that's the same as what I've got.
Yeah, it cost me $350 on Newegg. Got the 32 gigs of RAM. I got my GPU is a GeForce GTX 670. I remember because I was thinking about getting the 680, but it was like an extra $150 for like a minimal increase in performance. So what I figure is when the time comes, I'll either run two 670s in SLI, or I'll just upgrade it all together and get rid of the 670. But the GTX 670 runs pretty nice, man. I'm pretty happy with it. Got an ASUS motherboard. Runs well. What are you looking for? You want the specs on the chip, on the CPU?
Yeah, the CPU. What the L2 cache is on board?
Let's see here.
I think that's like 12 on the quad, something like that.
They're
double digits, I believe.
It's an Ivy Bridge 3.5 gigahertz, 3.9 gigahertz turbo.
Do you at least have an
quad
case for it?
Quad core, and it's unlocked, so it's I haven't even dealt with going into overclocking it, but when the time comes, it'll be easier to do. It'll be better supported because it's the, when you got the K version at the end of the chip name, it's the unlocked version. L2 cache, Milkman, I'd have to look here in the specs somewhere. I couldn't tell you offhand.
What case have you got for that?
I got an okay case. It's one of these Antec cases.
Yeah, I've got an Antec 300. What have you got?
I got the 900.
Okay.
I like blue. Blue's my color.
Okay.
And it's got all the blue lights came with it and everything. And I got my my power supply has a built-in. It's a Coolmax, and it's got the blue light LED in it too. So it's all blued out. You can see it on the video.
Nice.
It looks really nice.
It looks good, man. I can see it.
Just tucked away under the desk, you know, like I just got this monster under the table, just nothing doing it.
Actually, I've got it up. It's mine sits right next to me. Like everyone can see it when you come in the window, you know, we see right through it. And I got all the cables are nice and clean, like all tucked away. And I did really good cable management. Got some good airflow in there, you know.
Nice.
That's good to have. Good airflow, man.
Yeah, good airflow.
I
like that. On the Antec 300, it's got like a filter on the front. So
yes.
Like you don't get too much dust in
it. That's what I got. Yeah, I got nice. I just pull it out, filter, and I wiped it off with a cloth and put it right back in. Good to go.
Make you a filter if you don't have one. Make you one. That's what I did on all of mine.
Yeah.
You know, I know your PC is pretty good, but I think my PC is better still, even though I've got only half the RAM you've got and the same CPU. But I'm using the 5970. I still think it's better than what you've got.
The 5970. Okay.
Yeah, the HD 5970.
Oh, okay. Right,
well, so did you not see on Facebook, on my thing, like my computer setup, my monitors?
No. I did not.
You didn't see that?
No. Mm-mm.
Yeah, it's in one of my galleries in my photos. If you go in, you'll see like the monitor setup. I've got three monitors. Mm-hmm. Really, really nice.
Hmm. Very nice.
Two 24-inch and 130-inch in the middle.
Tabachi says, Athena hates probably all of my computers. No, she doesn't hate them, but she says, if I ever cheat on her, she's taking a hammer to every single monitor and computer. She said that. She was like, I won't leave you. If I catch you once, you get one chance. I won't leave you if you cheat on me, but I'm taking a hammer to fucking every piece of computer equipment that you have, every madhouse freaking sound board and shit. I'm like, guess I'm not cheating on you anytime soon.
Yeah, man. Yeah. If that happens, I got to wear a hard hat when I come over and visit.
Yeah. Well, I mean, if she doesn't count my Android phone, I might do it. I don't know. But I got and she doesn't count my iPad. That's bullshit. Because she didn't make that deal before I got the iPad. The iPad doesn't count. I'll keep the iPad. I'll hide the iPad. Like, no,
you want to grill that glass tube, you know, protective screen.
Yeah. God, I was doing the math today. How many Wi-Fi devices do I have in my house? We have all together, I'll tell you. We got two laptops. We have two desktop computers. We have a PlayStation 3. We have three smartphones. We have one tablet and a second tablet on the way. Athena's going to get the new Kindle for her birthday when they come out in November. And what else? I think that's it. Oh, I got a DLNA-enabled surround sound system so I can watch Netflix and get music off DLNA in the living room. That's 11 Wi-Fi devices altogether here.
I was going to say 10. 11, 10, 11. Damn.
Maybe 11, yeah.
If you were like, who's that guy, Yuri Geller, who bends spoons? You know, he walks around with a tin cap. He doesn't have any Wi-Fi shit in his house. It's madness.
I'm sorry, man.
What do you got, N-Networks?
No, I just got a G. That's my next step. I got to upgrade the Wi-Fi here.
I was going to say, yeah, get you one of N. What is it? What's the fastest one? 300 or something like that? N300?
I think so. And is N even an approved standard yet? Or is that still...
It's all been straightened out now. Finally? I think they've got like three levels of it at least. I think 300 is the fastest one.
God. Yeah, I got to do that and put a tomato on that shit.
Yeah, they fleshed it out now. Everybody's agreed on it now. That draft and all that kind of shit kind of went away. I don't know if they just couldn't upgrade that hardware, they just flashed the firmware or what, but pretty well everybody's on, like, I think N900, I don't know, there may be even, or 300 or 900, one of them like that. N's okay.
All right, it's midnight, we can get Ken on here. Hey, Big Ken, how you doing?
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man. We're going to more
fucking, it's not Ken, it's buddy Ted Webb. Yeah. Impressionist.
Yes, I see that stuff. I just...
We just realized, exactly. Look, man, just catching up 2 months ago when we realized that. Ted, man, how'd you lose to Richie, man? Come on. What was that about?
Mark Sanchez is a piece of shit.
Mark Sanchez.
I can't believe 3 goddamn points from a quarterback. He threw for 97 yards and that's it.
You know, I dropped Tim Tebow. He's in free agency right now. I'm just saying.
Well, Roethlisberger was on a fucking bye. That's how that debacle happened.
All right, cool. I picked up Hasselbeck. Was it Hasselbeck? What's his name? The what's his face for Seattle?
Hasselbeck.
Yeah, I picked him up for my bye weeks. I got a bye week this week and next week for my 2 QBs.
I was watching Monday Night Football and fucking I had Miles Austin playing. The only way I was going to get saved is if he got me 19 points and he got me 15. And he could have got me more on the last, like, 2 minutes, but they pulled all the starters out. And I was like, you son of a bitch.
Fucking ass. Like, no, don't you know I got a fantasy game?
You guys are going to try to drive in the last 2 fucking minutes. You put the backup QB in and take all the starters out. I was like, all I needed was about 20 more fucking yards, and he would have got me the points I needed.
But hey, good to see the refs back. I'll tell you what. Good to see the damn... All right, hey, well, we got to do pranks. Nunu's having a fit.
You see his trading card in the forums?
Yeah, Milkman. There's Madhouse trading cards, Magic the Gathering cards. I think. Yeah, Milkman, you've got one. I've got one. I think Jin might. Does Jin have one yet? I know Lonesome's in there.
Yeah, I don't have. One. What do you mean I have? What do I have?
You have a trading card.
I have a trading card.
Yeah, in Madhouse. Someone, I forget who it is designing them.
You have to have his with his archery Olympic medal.
Yeah, it's an archer. That's what it is. It is an archer.
I don't do archery. What is it with these fucking weirdos?
I've had everyone thinking you do archery all this time.
Yeah, it's because of you. Man. You keep saying fucking archery. I don't do archery. You guys are fucking weird.
I don't do archery.
You just see me with a fucking bow and arrow or something. That's just stupid shit. I'm going to tell this person, whoever you're calling, I don't do archery.
There's a link for you right there in Skype there.
Archery.
Let me talk to these people. Yeah. Who are you? Hello?
Who?
Yeah. Who is this?
It's Winnie.
What do you mean it's winning?
Winnie.
Winning.
Winnie?
Uh-huh.
Like Winnie the Pooh?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, okay, listen. My friend is stupid. He keeps telling me that I do archery or something, right? And I don't do archery. Can you, like, are you, what the hell is your problem? Are you stupid?
Can you say again?
Yeah, my friend is about as stupid as you, and he keeps telling everybody I do archery. I'm trying to explain to him that I don't do archery, but he won't listen. I want you to tell him that I don't do archery. Can you just say that?
I don't have an idea for you.
What do you mean you don't have ideas for me? I'm not asking you for an idea. I'm asking you to tell him that I don't do archery.
Archery?
Archery. You know, the people with the bow and arrow. You must be really thick. Like, what? Have you got an IQ under 10?
Oh, sorry. I don't understand what you're talking about.
Yeah, well, anybody with an IQ under 10 doesn't can possibly understand what I'm saying. Because you're thick as pig shit, right?
Okay.
Yeah, thick as pig shit. Listen to me, what do you do over there?
Sir, do you have anything we can help you?
Yeah, what do you do? You do what, exactly? What Let me try it with an accent. What are you doing over there, huh?
Maybe we should let her say with the accent.
Hey, Jen. Jen, right there in the Skype chat, there's the link to your trading card.
Yeah.
Click it. It's probably got some fucking archery on it. It's
Robin Hood, the one with the comedy version.
Men in Tights guy. Look like that.
No one knows what you look like. You're like Nunu. And Lonesome
I told
Loser.
You, right? I told in the show last week, everybody was like, oh, where's Jin Stewart? Where does his name come from? And I said, from my two favorite athletes, from two very inspirational people to me. And I said, one of them was Chen Jin, who is a friend of mine and who is a really good athlete. And the other one was James Stewart, who is a very famous American actor, a classic actor.
Oh, Jimmy Stewart. Yeah, he's like,
ooh. Yeah. No, yeah, I love that guy. And
yeah,
died. So you could have put a picture of him on there or something. Instead, you've got some fucking archer.
What do you like black and white movies for? What's that about? The only black and white movie I like is Dr. Strangelove. I don't know. What's your problem?
Did you see Harvey? Have you seen Harvey?
Nope.
You should watch that. It's a really good film.
Was it black and white?
Yeah.
Nope. Didn't see it. Nope. I'm kidding. He is a good actor, James Stewart. Jimmy Stewart, man. He did the Christmas movie where it was like, your movie's in my pants, your money's in my mattress, and it's in my pants, and it's in Martha's pants.
Christmas Carol.
What is that called again?
What's it called? It's a Wonderful Life.
Miracle on Christmas or something? Hang on.
It's a Wonderful Life.
It's a Wonderful Life, yeah.
God, I'm so smart. I'm so fucking smart. Look, here's the cards we got so far that have been made by Scotland are The Angry Asiatic, Derby Mansfield, Lonesome Loser, Milkman, Nunu's Winston Churchill. Nunu's Winston Churchill. Mike Tucker's in there.
Nunu is portrayed as a threat. Gosh.
And Jin Stewart. Who's this? Is this RBCP? Ken. Ken has a card. Ken, you have a card. I didn't know you had a card. RBCP has a card. Zyklon has a card now, too. That's cool. Awesome. Zyklon's like the nerd. That's awesome. Look at that.
Hey, Carlito, I was going to tell you to check Request a Prank. I sent a number in the other day for this Chinese restaurant. Got shut down because they were apparently dragging a dead deer in a trash can through the middle of the restaurant with a blood trail behind it and some guy mopping it as they went.
Yeah, Nunu peeped me to that also. He let me know about that number. The Chinese restaurant got closed down because it was a roadkill fucking deer, too. Like, the guy didn't go out and shoot it. Like, it was on the side of the road dead.
Right.
They fucking put it in the back of a car in a bin and brought it to the Chinese restaurant and wheeled it in front of all the people. Like, oh, this is normal? Gross.
Tried claiming, oh, no, we don't serve it to the people here. Bullshit.
Yeah, right. Anyway. So, hey, God, that's nasty. Roadkill food.
Did you hear from Death Fox yet?
No, he hasn't. So has he sent me anything? No, man.
Oh, okay.
No, Death Fox was asking me, he said, I got numbers, Milkman knows me, can I call in on Skype? And I said, yeah, call in on Skype.
I don't have his name, so I don't know what to call him. I thought you had it.
No, and I haven't gotten...
called last week.
I haven't gotten any requests, I have gotten a contact request. Is that him? I did get one, I just noticed. I'm sorry, maybe that's him. I'll add this contact request if that's him. Call in. Death Fox, that's you. Yeah, call him.
Call him and see if he's there, man. I tried getting all. I don't know if it's on my end or if it's on his end.
Let me see. This guy has numbers, you say?
Confirmation
numbers.
He sent me a couple,
but I didn't post them. I thought he sent them to you. That's why I didn't say anything on there.
We need to get a hold of Rick from Pawn Stars again this week and see if we can get him on the horn.
I got to get Leo Laporte on the horn. I really want to give him shit. I got his cell phone. We need to give him shit. Anyway, Ken, I got your number here. I got some more for Lonesome Loser. Let's do some more prank calls. We've got an hour left of show. I'm getting
a headache. Hello?
I'm getting one of those Jin Stewart headaches, you know?
I don't think so. You wouldn't be thinking straight of you.
I'd be talking like the dead.
I think it's the eruption of the anal fissure there from that call you did earlier, dude.
Yeah. What's up with the dead? Have you guys talked to the dead? Milkman, have you talked to the dead lately?
DD called me. Oh, he messaged me. He was dating some chick. Dead. And we tried calling him that week. We tried calling him last week.
Yeah.
And he was dating some chick. going out with her, and after that I hadn't heard from him, so I don't know if he got tied up, got some nibby, or what happened.
Oh, he got tied up all right. My man. My boy to dad getting some tied up, getting some tied
stick.
Yeah,
I hadn't heard.
Anyway, all right, let's see.
I don't know, my sister's in there, maybe she's listening to Chad, she can say any updates on the dad. I don't know, she talks to him every now and then, maybe.
Big Fall.
Yeah. Fally McFall.
All right. Slow on the pranks tonight. Death Fox is... no, that wasn't a new Death Fox. Never mind. Nothing from Death Fox. Sorry.
I prefer Star Fox to Death Fox.
Star Fox. Oh, it reminds me. Got to call that furry place. You don't want to answer, man. And that's sad. Really would like to talk to that guy.
Did Dad's Skype see if he's answering? I don't know if he's on there or not right now. I haven't seen him for a little while.
I don't think he's not online. So I
can't. Oh, okay. He must be on. I can't see that now. I haven't even logged in.
All right. The England numbers, the UK numbers are coming in. That's good. Got those coming in. UK Godfather's coming in. Here, watch out, ladies.
Yeah, I can't stay too much longer.
The King of Wankershire is on.
Wankershire?
Yeah.
Wankershire?
Isn't that where you live?
Yeah, Kingdom of Wankershire.
Hey, UK Godfather. Hi.
And we lost him.
Yeah, good work.
Mm.
Stupid.
Yeah, he came message me once to come on.
Okay, good. All right, here's a number from Request a Prank in Kuwait. Senior Chef Heverner, tell him he has been extended due to him doing such a bad job. What? Tell him he has been extended due to get fired. Therefore, he needs to try again. He is just a weird, weird man. Every conversation he has with anyone is just plain awkward. Whatever. All right, Kuwait. I'm guessing this is going to be... The guy works for Navy Customs in Kuwait. I guess he's an American. What's this guy's name? Extended. I guess so. Extended means that, like, his tour of duty has been extended. Or something like that.
Yeah, but then you have to call... He's going to ask some sort of military question. And you're going to be like, okay.
Yeah, and the call...
Tell him you're from the Whiskey Tango Delta Squadron.
Yeah. And the call's failing anyway, Craig, because you sent in an extra digit with a stupid number. Craig? What the hell?
That's it. You're fired.
You're out of here. Ghost click him, Milkman. Get him
ghost
out of here.
Click.
Yeah.
God damn it, Craig. This is hog shit.
Thicker
hello,
than,
Carl. You too.
Thicker than pig shit. Yes,
hey,
hi.
Hey, it's UK Godfather.
UK Godfather. Hey, you're here. Just
hello.
Just in time for us to end the show. See you later, man.
Hey, you're out of your ass.
Out of your ass. Jessica Suits the First. Jessica Suits. Call her up asking for sexual favors once she's very good at giving them. Oh, sweet. This one comes from Acapulco. I love the names on these songs. Acapulco.
Hey, look at this guy sincerely.
Sincerely. Bishop, look at this.
Bishop, look at this guy sincerely. When you have a law against homosexuality, do you say except eating a poo-poo? I love it when he fucks it up because he's like, he puts his hand through his hand and he's like, they put their hand into the other man's hand. And then the other guy corrects him. He's like, into the anus all the way.
Oh, yeah, the anus. Yeah.
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 That is such a great video, man. Yeah.
I hope in the next Barack Obama debate, that's one of the questions. The presidential debates here. Man, did Obama got his ass handed to him last night. Holy shit. Holy Christ. Wow. He just looked bad. Bad, bad, bad. Bad. Jim Stewart, bad.
Bad?
Obama, bad.
What's happening to Obama?
I don't know, man.
He's turning less black. Therefore, less popular.
He did look kind of pale last night. It must have been a lot of makeup.
Do you think he's bleaching?
He's got vitiligo.
You have reached the Sprint voicemail box of 7.
Shut up! What the hell? Who's making all that noise? Milkman?
That's Milkman.
What the fuck? Tuba? Fuck is wrong
with I don't know.
It's a didgeridoo.
He just took a big shit.
I'm all about taking a shit.
What the fuck was that?
That was you.
Huh?
You farted on the phone, you nasty bastard. You dirty little
I didn't fart, man.
Yeah, right.
You were trying to play a didgeridoo, Aussie style.
Oh, my God. Did you really put the phone on your ass and it sounded like a tuba? What's you got a problem, man. You got some bowel problems.
That's
my anal inflator, man.
If you just put the phone to your ass.
That's him farting. Jin, you heard it. That's how it sounds when he farts.
He just put the phone to his ass. That's dirty shit, he's man. There's over 50 people listening. You put the phone to your ass and farted. That's fucking dirty, man.
It was like a low fucking
That's
fart.
Really gross.
Low warm fart.
Low and drawn out, too.
No,
I farted, but I just fucking cover the microphone so that nobody hears it. That's fucking disgusting what you do.
No. I did it in the bag, and then I opened it up, and I stuck the phone in the bag, and that's what it sounded like.
Yeah, right. That's what it sounded like. It sounded like Brackmaster on his tugboat.
You should do it down the phone to the Indians, and then they'll get really angry.
The fuck, Milkman? Sybil's Bakery, Caribbean place in Queens. In Queens. They're going to be closed now. Well, here we go again. Shut up!
Is he fucking driving 50 down
What's
on the
he freeway doing?
With his phone out the window or some shit?
Milkman, are you nuts? What's wrong
with
you?
While playing a tuba.
He's playing a tuba driving 50 miles an hour.
I haven't heard sounds like that since J-Battle stole Milkman's fucking phone and he was chasing him down.
Yeah, man. Give me that phone, man.
Yeah, man, this is J-Battle. I took your phone.
I took your phone, motherfucker. What's up? It's my phone now,
What you gonna do, cracker?
Yeah, nigga. It's my phone now, nigga. This is what it is, nigga. That's what he said, though. All right.
Oh, yeah, there's a definite struggle for the phone right there. You can hear it.
A big snake. Shut up, Milkman. There's a big snake coming out of Milkman's ass.
Thanks for my traffic. This is Kelly. How may I help you?
Yeah, Big Kelly Joe is supposed to be on the phone with me.
Who?
Big Joe.
Big Joe. What's your name?
Joe.
What?
I'm Cross. I need to talk to Joe.
Well, he's not working tonight.
You know who Joe is? You know what I'm talking about?
Joe that works here?
Yes.
Yeah, he's not working tonight.
Is the doc there? Doc Pinkle?
No.
Well, what are you doing there?
I'm working.
You got a nice little thing on you?
What?
You got a nice little thing on you?
Yeah, it hangs up.
She sounded very nice, though. Wow, I have to admit,
she sounded kind of hot there for a second.
Yeah, I'm partial to the voices like that.
Polaris sends in a number.
That reminds me. We talked to the Turkish woman yet tonight? We did a obligatory Turkish woman call.
Faizan, not yet.
Yeah, blocking. They're screening the numbers and Jen. Last week on the show on Madhouse, you said yes, send me the number so I can prank her on Sunday. And I sent you the number on Sunday, and you're like, I got the number.
Sorry, man.
It. Yeah, like, oh, I'm British.
Well, it's the
yeah. I just had I
the
had
Jewish
a
Jewish day of rest, so you know.
Yeah. Jewish. I don't think they were Jewish. Are they Jewish?
No, they don't like Jews.
Yeah, I was going to say, I thought it was something else. But no, because I had such a fucking plan for Sunday. Everything was like, yeah, I'm going to do this, and this.
That's your mistake.
Huh?
That's your mistake. Don't plan, just do.
Yeah, I had my Evernote and all the notes for the show, and I was ready, and I wanted to do this, that, and the other, and then all the numbers sucked.
Oh my God, you use Evernote. Well, that's so awesome, man. I used to use
Where do you get your numbers from? Where are you sourcing from?
I look for them on Google. Look for people who have had bad experiences with restaurants and, just places that are generally really bad.
Mm.
Yeah, you might want to change strategies, and that could be it.
Your strategy is flawed. All right, here's Turkish Kitchen. And by the way, Turkey attacked Syria yesterday, didn't they? Didn't they do something?
Those motherfuckers.
Oh, well,
let me talk to Faizan.
See what she thinks about it.
Yeah.
Turkish Kitchen, how can I help you?
Yes, hello. Can I speak to Faizan?
Who wants to speak to Faizan?
It's Ginny Stewart.
Just a second.
Yeah.
Hello?
Hello, Faizan. It's Mr. Stewart. How are you?
Good. How are you? Long time.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah, long time. Last time
I missed you.
I know. I miss you too. Last time I spoke to you, you told me to fuck off. But this time, I want to tell you, I was going to ask you your opinion, because yesterday, you know, Syria attacked Turkey. What do you know about that?
And we'll attack you too.
What?
We are going to attack you too.
What do you mean you're going to suck me too? I'm not even talking about that.
Attack, I didn't say
attack. Oh, attack, I thought you said you wanted to suck it.
You know, tell your mom.
What mother? You are my mother.
Your mother.
My mother is your mother.
No, it's okay. My mother is, if your mother is my mother, she can do it for you. It's three.
Yeah, we can, all three of us, we can do that. But listen, what happened there with Syria? Was that your fault?
It's your fault, man.
No, well, it's your fault. What did you do? Why did you do it?
Because we hate people, that's why.
But you are stupid. Why did you tell them to attack you?
Because you're stupid, man.
No, you are stupid. You're an idiot.
You won't call here.
What do you mean I don't call there?
Because you're crazy.
Yeah, but I love you.
Because you're crazy,
that's
why.
What?
Uh-huh. Because you're crazy, that's why.
No, I'm a Syrian, that's why. I'm from Syria.
Oh, I hate Syrian. Sorry, man. Bye.
And because the Turkish... Hello, what?
Hello. Wrong choice of words, Jin.
Whoa, that was quick.
I think you've just ruined all chances of her ramming you up the ass with a dildo.
I'm pretty sure it was Syria. I know that there was a retribution for some mortar attacks. I think it was Syria. Turkey attacked some country yesterday in retribution for mortar attacks, and I'm 90% sure it's Syria. Where is Syria anyway? Syria seems to be everywhere.
Syria is the heart of the Hezbollah and all that shit. They're kind of like that one other terrorist group that's out there kind of left.
They're out there like Lebanon area, kind of north of Israel, right?
Right next to Israel.
Oh, that's what I thought. And someone was trying to tell me, no, they're in Africa. I'm like, we're not fucking Africa. Syria.
No. Hell no. They're Middle Eastern. They're neighbors, man.
Yeah, they're like,
it's just south of Turkey and west
Lebanon.
Of Iraq.
So, yeah, like next to Lebanon and Iraq and Jordan and all those, I'm pretty sure.
It's all in that terrible part of the world.
Yeah. Wow. Well, here's what I do. I like box wine, but when it gets low, it's hard to get out of the box, so I take the bag out of the box and I drink out of the bag. Wait,
I thought you were supposed to take the bag out of the box right away.
Huh?
Have you ever seen boxed wine, Jin?
No, what is he doing?
Okay, so they literally take a box and have a bladder inside of it with a little dispenser for the wine.
That's disgusting.
And so now what he's doing is taking the plastic bottle and he's going to pour it into his mouth.
Yeah, that's awesome.
No, that's fucking disgusting. What?
Why is it disgusting?
Is that a form of tea bagging, or what is that?
It's a wine bagging. And why is it disgusting? This is the best way to drink wine. Because
it's the milkman farting.
Wine bagging, that's it.
No, the reason why boxes of wine, the bagged wine is good, is because it doesn't spoil, because the air doesn't hit it, and it doesn't spoil as fast. You know,
is that why it's $11 for 16 liters?
That too, and that's why I get it too, yeah.
You can dispense it like Kool-Aid right out of your refrigerator.
No, I get a nice one. It's $25 for this box. I get the it's called
fancy.
Black. It's
you're getting that crazy fucker brand. All you need some 7-Up now.
Oh God, yeah, don't remind.
The Franzia boxed wine singles.
No, I don't get the Franzia. What are you talking? I got a brand. I think it's called Black.
Where's that shit? The crazy fucker always got that box wine, man. What's that expensive one? Logan David, what was it? Sutter's
he was Palmer. Going to the, he was going to the dollar store buying MD 440 or 420.
Getting some fucking Boone's Farm.
Yeah,
put water and 7-Up and shit.
Yeah, he went to the dollar store and came up with a dollar store freaking cocktail. It was like you get this. I didn't even know dollar store had alcoholic drinks. I guess it's
I didn't
dollar.
Either.
I didn't know either. Yeah. But yeah, there you go. This is how you do it, man. Right here, bag one.
I'm drinking water. So yeah,
oh,
cheers.
Whatever.
Bag one.
Water. I'm drinking water.
Yeah, Jin's drinking his smug water with his smug UK-ness.
Yeah, thanks, man.
Smug, you smug little bastard, you. All right, let's call the UK, speaking of which. Just excuse me.
Jesus.
Is there any way to get this video off of the video stream, this commercial that always shows up on here for a half hour?
No, but I'm thinking about starting YouTube video, the live YouTube shit.
Oh, yeah.
I hate this. This is horrid, man.
Yeah.
I just refreshed my page, and now I got to go re-click it again and watch another half hour commercial at my bandwidth.
No, 30 seconds, half hour.
You should get Adblock. I'm not seeing any commercials.
Uh-huh. There you go, Milkman, you stupid. Get your
you mean
Adblock.
Adblock will work over top of this commercial for your...
Yeah.
Yep. Really?
If you do it through Chrome, it works.
The person you called is on the phone.
Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that, yeah. Through Gort.
Okay, all right, I'll put it in then. Thanks, Jen. Good tip, man.
Yeah, no problem.
But yeah, you get it through Gort.
Yeah, I got mine through
okay.
Gort.
Yeah.
Gort. Oh, you got it Gorted? Okay. You guys put me in the network, dude. Please Gort it to me, man. I'll be quicker.
Yeah, well, that's your Gort list.
All right, I got it. Thanks.
I got Archie.
Hey, man, I don't need 10 copies, man. Don't everybody send it once. That's plenty. Thanks. Thank you.
Open mine up. I sent the Jen Stewart trading card along with it.
I got Jen Stewart archery picks.
Ah, okay.
Whoever made that
I wonder what
trading card, you're going to
know. RAR was here. I thought it was some porn or some shit.
Yeah.
Oh, look at that.
Hello?
Is this riding
on a horseback.
Is this JF shit?
Yes.
Oh, hi. Yes, I was calling from the Administration of Water and Wine Machines. I understand you're having a problem with your water tonight?
No.
Have you flushed the toilet? When was the last time you flushed the toilet?
It's 5 o'clock in the morning. What's it to you?
Well, because I'm calling from Water Administration, and there's a problem in the computer. It shows that you have a water leak. There's a leak in the system, and it's coming from your home.
Oh, is it?
This is 11 Heather Avenue?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's coming from your home. The computer is showing there's a leak of water from your home. Do you have any faucets on the outside of your home maybe that are open? Maybe someone opened it up and ran, like left?
No.
Anything inside?
I'll flush the loo, see if it's working.
All right, go ahead and flush it and I'll listen.
Huh?
I'll listen here. Let me hear you flush the loo. Alright. Oh yeah, that's where the problem is. It's coming up, that's the source of the problem is your toilet, your loo.
Yeah.
When was the last, before this flush, was it about 4 or 5 hours ago or more that you flushed it, you know?
More.
Yeah, there's a problem with
it. 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock.
Can you take the lid off of the tank of the toilet, please?
No.
Well, you have to look to see if there's any... There's probably something in there right now. It's leaking. Listen, if you don't do this, I'm going to shut your water off from the street. And I'm in the next 20 minutes.
Well, where are you?
Well, I'm on the computer, the main computer center. But I can shut it off from here, and I'm entering in the code right now. This is all computerized.
The thing is, my toilet is a built-in one. I can't get into the system.
Okay, but what about where the actual bowl is in there? Do you see anything in there?
No, there's nothing in my toilet.
In the toilet? Really, can you check to see if the water is warm or cold?
Hang on. Cold.
Did you stick your hand in there?
Yeah.
Were people pee and poop in there and you stuck your hand?
There's nothing in there. I've just flushed the toilet.
Yeah, but people poo-poo and pee-pee in there, and you put your hand in there? You look like an animal?
Who are you?
You're a dirty animal. You put your hand in the
toilet.
You're
a prat.
You're disgusting, lady. Go wash your hands.
Shut your face.
Wash your filthy hands before you touch yourself down there. She's washing her hands.
Oh, no, Jesus.
You heard her washing her hands.
You're a prat.
You're a prat.
Shut your face.
And then she goes to wash her hands. I love it.
Oh, that is absolutely brilliant. You got her to flush it. Even there were two people talking at the beginning of the call, and she heard that.
You could even hear her dip the water when you said, is water hot or cold? You could hear her touch the water.
You heard the plop. Yeah.
Someone in the chat said you should have asked her to taste the water.
Yeah, does it taste
is
salty?
Is it sour or sweet?
Does this taste salty?
Can I get a
call?
Yeah. One lump or two.
You can do a call. GH Ship, okay, in London.
Who's doing that?
This guy here. Speak up, damn it.
UK Godfather.
Speak up, UK Godfather.
We can't hear you, man.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, fix your microphone. And, Jen, you want to do this then?
No. I want a UK Godfather to do it. I'm not doing any more.
Put your big boy pants on and do the call, Godfather. What the fuck?
Come on, Godfather. Speak up. There you go.
Yeah.
Do it. Damn it.
Kind of sound like Richie over there.
G.H. Trip.
You knew.
Hello?
Hello, GH Ship? Hello? GH Ship? Hello?
Especially be UK Godfather.
He's so stupid. Guess who's not doing any more prank calls tonight? UK Godfather.
Wait, that looks almost like my number.
Oh, you said that last
time. Can I speak to Mrs. Ship?
What is your problem?
You're like 10 minutes late, mate. She hung up.
Oh my god. You're about as slow as milk, man. You're so slow.
You do risk calling my house with all these London numbers.
Hello,
Arthur Ship.
I think you've got the wrong number.
No, this is Arthur Ship.
This is his, he runs apartments.
Uh-huh.
Hang on, I'll get you his right number.
He told me to give you a call. You live here, right?
No, he's got the wrong one. He's got, we're the top floor, he needs the floor underneath us.
Okay.
Okay.
So why have you got a payphone there?
Why has he got what?
He's got a payphone. You just picked up on a payphone.
A payphone? No, I don't.
Yeah, you're on a payphone right now.
Yeah. We can't ring out. You can only ring in here.
Yeah. I know. You've got a payphone. I'm just wondering why. Yeah, don't worry.
Yeah. No, you've got the wrong. It's the people underneath us that need to be woken up.
Okay, go ahead. Give us that number.
Hurry up.
Hang on, I'll just see if I can find it.
You're in the toilet?
It's the people underneath us that need to be woken up.
What a rude bastard, that guy.
Well, it's just quite extreme, isn't it? Like,
look, I think the easiest way, I'll go down and knock on their door. That's probably the easiest.
Yeah, okay, yeah, alright, yeah. That sounds good. Yeah.
Good idea. Okay, then. Thank you. Bye.
Thanks, mate.
What?
What the fuck?
He's gonna knock on their door.
I hope they knock really fucking loud too. That'd be fantastic.
Well, what is he gonna do? Knock on the door? Yeah, someone called you. Okay, bye. What's he doing?
call back in 2 minutes. Be like, did you bang on their fucking door for me or what?
Yeah, did you kick the door in?
What is he knocking on the door for?
Is that beeping from the payphone? Is that how you knew that, Jen? Mm.
Yeah.
At the beginning of the call. Yeah.
Jen used to hack a payphone. That's like RBCP did back in the day. Yeah.
Do you get my request of pranks?
I don't know. When did you send them? Like 10 hours ago?
No, about 2 hours.
Oh, they'll probably be here in a few minutes. Let's see. Did I call them?
Did you send them on Gort?
Did you send them on Gort? That's an important thing. You got a Gort.
No.
Yeah, you have to send them.
Yeah, they got to send them on Gort.
If you want them to come to Speedy Fish, you got to do it on Gort. Otherwise,
it takes a little bit longer.
Gort is where is that?
WTF Gort.
You gotta download Gort. Listen, what numbers did you send? I don't see
it's
any
quicker.
Numbers from you.
Much faster.
I don't see anything that says UK Godfather here, damn it. Let me see. From tonight?
Okay. I find them again.
Oh, please, hurry. Hurry.
Okay.
Hurry.
Okay. Yeah.
Oh, ring that number, babe, and we'll see if he knocked on that door.
Alright. Who was it calling?
I don't know what they said.
It's on the thing. It's on the thing. It's still on.
Oh, thank you.
You need to get their number, too. And if you do, then find out the people that gave you the name, the number is their name, and then tell them that you're them calling.
Good idea. Milkman's wicked smart, man.
He's really clever, isn't he?
Hello?
He knows a lot of things. Yeah, hello?
Hello?
Hello, yeah, yeah, who's that? Hello?
Hello?
Hello? Hello, yeah, who am I speaking to? Hello?
Who is this?
This is Mr. Stewart. What do you mean, who? Who are you from downstairs? Did you come up? Somebody from upstairs said there
yeah,
was...
Yeah, I came upstairs, and why are you calling?
Yeah, because I wanted to get you out of bed, you lazy twat.
Oh, it's a crank call.
It's a prank call?
Stuff it.
Stuff it? Stomp it.
Rapid fire right back to that number again. It's all fucking harassing.
All right, that's awesome. Made him get out of bed, come upstairs, and they're probably talking to him for the last 5 minutes.
Yeah, hello? Yeah. Hello, yeah, you've been out of bed, you lazy cunt. Hello?
It's a horrible crank call.
Hey, you piece of shit. Wake it up.
He just called you horrible.
You're a horrible person.
No, our car doesn't call us.
What are you all saying in the back there? You know, there's like five of us here and there's fucking 10 of you over there. Why don't we all get together and make a prank call?
Maybe we could all get together and have a wank.
Yeah, let's play soggy biscuit.
He's apologizing.
Dirty Aaron.
What? Yeah, no, I played soggy biscuit like an hour ago. That's why I was late for the show.
That's what we need to play with them.
Biscuit?
Soggy biscuit, do you not know that?
Oh, God, I don't want to talk about that.
He's traumatized.
Limp biscuit.
Soggy biscuit.
Hey, don't let that lazy fucker leave. Get him back on the horn.
Hello, Arthur.
Yeah.
Arthur. Did they hang up? No, they're there still.
No, they're still there. They're just chatting around, having tea and crumpets.
They're like, might as well wake up.
Brushing their teeth with powdered sugar.
Oh, yes, lovely. Oh, we got a prank call. Blah, 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 blah.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear heavens. How absurd.
Send him Skype.
How absurd.
Quit winding me up.
I think they finally hung up.
Yeah, that was a prank call, wasn't it? Oh, dear.
No. Whoa.
What the hell? Was that?
That was weird. Sound like an Atari game.
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Busy. All right.
How can the number be busy at 5:30 in the morning?
They kept it off the hook just now.
Oh, it's them again. I thought you were ringing one of his numbers. I was like, what the hell?
No, I'm not calling his numbers because he's stupid. No, hang on. UK Godfather. These better be good. These better not be emergency numbers. UK Godfather.
Cell phones.
Or cell phones.
No, they're landlines that can see them.
Taxis. Yeah.
Taxi.
All right, you do it. I'm not. Tax.
And hotel. Hotel. I do.
What happened to UK Ted? Did he leave yet? Or what's up?
Hello.
Hello, yes.
Hello.
Hello.
Can I book a cab?
Where from?
Bristol.
What's that?
Bristol.
Yeah, whereabouts?
Bristol, centre.
<Wow. laughs> Oh, shit. That was terrible, man.
The usual great job by UK Godfather. What happened to UK? Did UK Ted leave for the military yet or not?
UK Ted went to the military.
That was his plan, and he kept saying, I'm going. He's like, I quit work and to get ready for the military. I'm going to be around for Madhouse all the time. And he never called in once.
Breaking news in the chat. Nunu just got kicked.
Nunu got kicked
by Stallion.
Stallion
spamming like a bitch.
Stallion kicked Nunu. There you go. For what? What did he do? Spam. He was flooding. Yeah.
Yeah. Just repeating.
Yeah. You can't repeat Nunu. No. Look, I'm gonna put that in the computer.
Stupid is dead. Fucking
Stallion just made Nunu his bitch.
Nunu doesn't like Bristol Taxi.
UK Ted already in the cabinet.
I'm worried about UK Ted. I don't think that's going to go good for him, man.
It's UK Ted and UK Godfather. Do you two know each other or something?
I chat to him quite regularly.
Oh, right.
I don't know him that well.
The fucking there's a little UK network and I'm not a part of it.
Yeah, you are. Kind of.
Aren't you guys all neighbors? Isn't it like it's like 30 miles from one side of the country?
No, where are you again? Where are you, Godfather?
Bristol.
Yeah, you're in Bristol, right? Yeah, I'm in London, so I'm quite far away.
Yeah, and then what's his face? UK Ted's in the gay town, right? Where all the gay Brighton, beach.
He's now in Sandhurst.
Ah, what's that, a military town? Something base.
Yeah, garrison town.
Oh boy. Oh boy. All right, here's the other number. You put the Washington Hotel.
Mm-hmm.
Are you doing this?
Yeah, may as well.
Okay.
Don't fuck it up, I'm about to take over.
I'm calling about a 23-second phone call before he's hung up on.
Hey, 60 Midnight Lounge is here. What's up, man? How you doing? I like that guy. He's a cool guy. Did I call? Oh, duh. I forgot to hit add. There we go.
Put the number in the machine.
Whoops.
Put the lotion on the skin.
Oh, I don't know how to do it.
What are you holding? Is that a wrapper from the biscuit?
No, man. It's my wine.
Hello. Oh, Jesus.
Hotel. Hello, hotel. Hotel.
Hello. Hello. Hello, can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Hear me? Yeah, can I book a room, please?
Yeah, sure. I thought it was just like a prank call or something like that.
No. This is very serious. I have to book a room for tomorrow. Can you hear me?
What's your name, please?
Fox. D-O-X.
Okay, could you just give me a second, please?
Thank you.
Okay, so that's for the 6th of October, right?
Yeah, tomorrow. What time can I book in from?
Well, you mean what time you can check in, right?
Yeah.
Anytime after 2 o'clock, or anytime after 2 p.m.
And do you offer a personal service?
Do I offer what?
Like masseur?
What?
Masseur.
Who is it?
No. Do you offer like in-room entertainment?
No, we don't offer any room entertainment.
Okay, so you don't have like special service?
No, we don't actually.
Okay. And is the plumbing all good in there?
Is the what?
The plumbing?
No, listen, if that's a prank call, it's just like the wrong number. Okay?
No.
No, it's not okay.
No.
I want you to come on up to the room and shake your titties.
Get your willy out, mate.
Get your willy out, mate. We got a lot of UK people in the chat. I just realized we got Jin's here, right? UK Godfather, Jill, Nunu. Who else?
It's incredible because at this time of the morning, something wrong with you people.
Yeah, Scotland, I guess, is in Scotland. That's my guess. St.
Scotland, I mean Scotland. I love it.
Scotland.
All right, pal, how you doing?
Murder. Oh, he's awesome.
What's happened?
He's an Aussie.
What's happened to the Prankcast feed?
Was what?
The latest episodes. They're not on there.
It broke because you lagged. I'm way behind.
Yeah, where's the podcast, fucker?
I'm way behind.
Okay.
You guys can help out. You know, edit a show for me. That'd be great. Yeah.
Send it to me on Gort, and then I'll edit it.
All right, you got it. I'll Gort it to you. Thanks. Good idea. All right. Thanks. Appreciate that. Very nice.
Yeah, that already. Now look.
Oh no, I just got it. I'll have it edited up, and then I'll send it to Milkman for Approval. Administration. Approval machines.
Yeah. Lonesome.
There you go.
Nunu reminding us that Lonesome found UK people with the last name Ship, because if you say Ship fast, it kind of sounds like shit. Therefore, when you phone them, you can say, hello, Mr. Shit. That's right. I already did that. Good point. Thank you, Nunu.
Mr. Shit. I think Nunu's name is Mr. Shit.
And that's probably what it is. We got T-Ship.
Danny. That's his name, Danny.
Dan. T-Ship on Hermitage Road in England. Woo!
T-Ship.
I'll take it.
There's only one Hermitage Road. T-Ship.
That's Nunu's real name, Danny.
T-Ship.
T-Shit? Two-Shit?
Hey.
T isn't just like T is in the letter?
T is in Mr. T.
Mr. T.
T is in Apple.
Got it.
Hello?
Yes, hello, Mrs. Shit?
Yes?
Yes, hello, this is Mr. Westwood. How are you doing this morning, Mom?
Who is it?
Mr. Westwood.
Who's that?
That's me. I'm calling from the UK Water Administration machines. Oh. Hello?
Hello?
Hello, is there something wrong with your line?
Just a minute. Yeah, I don't know.
Okay.
Hello?
Yes, hello, is this Mr. Shit?
Yeah.
Hello, this is Brent Westwood calling from the UK Water Administration machines. Yes, so we seem to be having a problem with your with the water in your area. Hello?
No, we don't have any trouble, thank you. Bye.
No, excuse me. Don't hang up. Bye. I'll shut your water off.
No.
I'm going to shut your water off. You're a shit.
Hello, bye.
Yeah, they have some problems with your water. I guarantee
you having a wank? Huh? Why doesn't Mr. Shit bend over Mrs. Shit, and you guys can have a shit?
You can mix your poo together.
Put the person back in charge.
Now you need to do is have that boob there. You need to get the bag, and now you need the boob, dude, and then you can be in business.
Put the person in charge on. You
know what I could go for is a good titty
fucker. Call the payphone again.
Yeah, I am. Good point. Thank you, Geeky Godfrey. I could use a good titty fucking, you know, nice big breasted girl.
Man, Carlito, you're going to get me off, mate.
We're going to get you off, okay?
Yeah, I'm going to have to bash one out in a minute.
All right, there you go. I'm just saying. Just had that thought.
Call the payphone.
I am, damn you.
Thank you, damn you. Sorry.
It's okay. I'm waiting for it.
Yeah. What are you doing with the bag, Carlito?
What's that noise? Is that somebody with a vibrator? Listen.
Give Jack Mattress and call now. Perfect.
Oh, it's gone now. What happened? What was that?
It was one of the last number we called that was sitting there.
There you go. I'll take a big hit off the bag.
I'm shaking the wine bag.
It sounded like there was somebody with a helicopter or something.
Yeah, I know.
Helicopter.
Helicopter.
They're definitely not big.
Nah, they're done. They're done. Done deal. Oh, well. Let's see, Marijuana.
I went to watch Taken 2 yesterday.
You watched what?
Taken 2, have you not heard
of
it?
Oh, yeah, how was that movie?
I thought it was shit in comparison to the first one, to be honest with you. I love to see Liam Neeson kicking ass, but I didn't think it was half as good as the first one.
So did they kidnap the daughter again? Like, what happens exactly?
Actually, the mother and him gets kidnapped, and then the daughter is the one that ends up saving the day, pretty much, with a little help from Liam Neeson, who simply has this little spy phone in his sock. I don't know, fucking bullshit.
Well,
I didn't like it.
Did you get to see her tits?
Yeah, a little bit, actually. I thought it was really good, yeah.
Liam Neeson's
Liam
Neeson's cock. Have you heard the jokes about Liam Neeson's cock?
No, tell us.
There's a podcast by Kevin Smith called Hollywood Babylon.
Mm-hmm.
It's a movie kind of movie industry podcast, and every episode they make jokes about Liam Neeson's cock, because Liam Neeson is, I guess, known in Hollywood for having a huge, enormous penis.
Really?
And you look at him, you know he's got a big cock, right? You look at that guy. Come on, man. He's a badass.
That doesn't mean anything.
Okay, well, it means something to me, okay? I want him to have a big cock, maybe.
He's printing off the cock right now.
The cock
print right out photos right there.
It's a big dot
call
matrix.
Mr. Shit and ask him how big his cock is.
Big
do
dot
it.
Matrix cock.
You know, old fucking,
Yeah, fax it to us.
I'm out of shits. I got King. And King. In Manchester. Manchester, home of the Angries. There we
Manchester
go.
United.
Wayne King? Was it?
Angry people in Manchester. They get mad over there.
Was that Wayne King?
Wanking. Well, and King. Oh, wanking. I get it.
King,
very good. Very good. Good point. Hey, so what is it like? Have you ever been to a soccer game or what do you call a football game, Jen?
No, I'm not into that shit.
You're not? I heard that they make bricks.
They're footballers.
I heard they make bricks out of newspapers and they hit each other in the head. Is that true?
Yeah, they probably do. The stupid football hooligans, yeah.
Hooligans. That's so funny.
Football is crap.
Yeah, I agree.
Are you getting ready for that fall today?
It's Ann King?
Ann King.
All right.
I don't know who's doing it.
Oh, this fucking... Hey, Scotland, listen. This is a shout-out to Scotland. Fuck you, you cunt.
Yeah, you cunt.
He's like Jin's into archery.
Hi, this is Kev. Kevin Ann King. We're not available at the moment to take a call, but if you'll leave your number, we'll get back to you.
Jin's into archery. I love it. That was awesome. I love these guys. I love these listeners of ours. Jin's into archery. It's true, Jin. Come on, man.
Oh, fuck off.
You're trying to deflect now because you sucked at archery in the Olympics. That's why.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, I flunked it.
Because you fucking just about hit the other fucking guys.
Come on, man. Now you got a bond.
Don't be embarrassed, man. We supported you.
You know, Jin, they used to have a...
Oh, that was you, was it? That streaker with the fucking big sign saying, Jin, we love you!
Mm-hmm. I didn't go. I was watching on NBCOlympics.com, man. I was watching, and I was like, oh, man, Jin Stewart sucks. They had his, you had your real name. It said Justin Kevinson. It said, shittiest archer ever. No, I'm
He takes a shit with the footballers.
He takes a shit. He took a shit on the archery thing. The archery thing, and he shot it.
I still walked away with a bronze medal.
No, he didn't. Those Koreans are some badass archers. Why can't you shoot archery like those Koreans do? What's wrong?
I don't know. My coach is Korean, so he doesn't like me being like the Koreans.
No. Okay.
So he trained me like an English person.
Yo, why do you suck so bad?
Yo, B, why do you fucking suck so bad?
Yo, you suck, yo.
You know, Jen, they used to have this thing kind of like archery in the U.S. It was called lawn darts.
I don't give a fuck about archery, okay?
Oh, man, read the chat now, Jen. Oh, my goodness.
Oh, right there. That's going at the beginning of the fucking show right there.
Cowboys and Indians.
People made me spit my fucking beer out, you crazy man.
Jen scratches his ass with the arrows so they can stick better.
Ah, shit.
That's why you suck so bad.
No, go on. Carry on with what you were saying, because it's really interesting.
Oh, no, they had the lawn darts, and the Americans are so fucking stupid, throw this big weighted dart up in the air and it'd come down and hit him on top.
Charge.
So they had to outlaw this game.
Yeah, dude, yeah. When I was in...
Great. They penetrate your skull.
Yeah.
That sounds... In physical education, my freshman year in high school, we were doing archery. And the coach, like, some of us really liked the archery shit. And he would let us stay after. He was like, all right, we're going to do some cool stuff. And he put the archery targets upside, like, flat. And I said, all right, you got to shoot up and land it on the on the ground, you know, straight up and come down in an arch or whatever. And I did it, and I shot it like, I'm so stupid, I shot it straight up, like straight fucking up in the air.
Oh, shit, come right down over you.
People were like, ah, like we all started running.
Fucking scattered.
I'm scattered. Oh, man, that was epic. I remember that.
Reminds me of the
coach is like, all right, Carlito.
They did that with Adam Sandler and them.
The coach is like, Carlito, you're never doing archery again. He's like, oh man, come on, man, give me a chance. I like it. I was good at archery, but I kept shooting. I kept like streaking the arrow through, like, between my thumb and my forefinger. Like, it kept going through there all the time. I kept making that mistake. I would put my hand way too up, so when the arrow would leave, it would, like, skim, like, my skin between my...
Oh, yeah, you gotta wear that brace, man. You gotta wear that little, like, it's like a little string guard, man.
Oh, my God, that shit hurts so bad, man. I remember
they
once...
They got little ones for your fingertips, too, man, if you do it a lot.
Oh, man, suck.
Now they got the ones with the little holders, the compound bows. They got a little string holder. It's got the little knocks. You clip it on there, and you pull that little clip back by your mouth. Let that clip go. You ain't got to hold that son of a bitch no more.
Yeah, lawn darts.
Yeah, Jen, don't you have one of those, Jen?
I don't know anything about darts. Fuck you.
No, he got a crossbow.
He's got one of those compound crossbow motherfuckers. Yeah, man.
Yeah.
I'm going to come and shoot you with a fucking crossbow with the archery bullshit.
We're not too worried about it. You suck so bad at it. You suck so bad at it, you won't hit us.
Be honest with you, man, he's an English punch arch player, too, man.
All right, we got for sale a table with two chairs. Anybody want that? Table with two chairs? Bar-style rustic cart iron with primitive... Primitive stars. And
why don't you accuse him of doing archery?
I will. I'll see if he knows how to do anal tongue darts.
Get a fucking table dance out of the wife on this one.
Accuse him of doing archery. This is awesome. Jen, that's going to be...
Where's this at?
I don't know. Redneck town somewhere.
Somewhere in the United States.
Yeah. Any town, USA. Wherever the 423 area code is.
Fuck.
Let me see.
They're probably asleep.
423, isn't that Washington?
No. Tennessee.
Your call I was guessing. To an automatic voice message system.
425 is Washington, right? 425?
425 is Washington.
212.
Like,
is that 212? Or 213 is...
No, you're...
312.
425, because I used to have a number that was a calling number for Sunday lunch. 425 area code.
425
I was right. See, I'm a genius.
Yeah, but I'm sure there's another one for Washington, D.C. that's like starts with a 2.
Oh, he's talking about Washington State.
Oh, well, fuck that place.
It's near Seattle.
Yeah, fuck that. Anyway, it lives there.
Yeah, he had a 425 number, I think.
Oh, you thought I was talking about the president's house.
Yeah, D.C. Yeah. You said Washington, D.C. I thought he said D.C.
I didn't say D.C. No.
Yeah,
I
you did,
D.C.
asshole.
No, I didn't. I would have said D.C.
You should have.
Yeah, Washington is 360-509-206.
Yeah, 360-717 type number.
Don't you got to go practice archery, Jen?
Yeah.
Justin, your real name is Justin. I have. All right, Ronald has a warm morning gas heater for sale.
Hey. Where are these cards at? I cannot find these cards here in the forum.
In the forums, pendejo.
Where at? I'm in the forum. General category or what?
Sorry, can somebody tell me who did these stupid cards?
Ken?
I'm in general discussion. Where's it at?
In Magic the Gathering, Madhouse Militia cards.
Oh, if he's listening, fuck you and do a new card for me because I don't want to be an archer.
Scotland did it.
Robin Hood. Hey. What the fuck is that? Yes, about?
Hey, what's there? You got the heater for sale?
I'm sorry, there? Do what?
Do you got the heater for sale? Hey.
I'm not hardly understanding you. What did you say?
Can you hear me okay now, sir?
Yeah, it's 1 o'clock in the morning.
Yeah, I know. You got the heater for sale?
Yeah.
Yeah, does it work? How many BTUs is it?
I didn't even look. That's in a storage locker over here in town.
Well, how are you going to put something up for sale you don't even know what it looks like?
Well, I bought a storage locker. They was in there, and I scooted out to get in behind it to get all that information.
Oh, you're just selling stuff out of the storage locker? Like a storage wars or something?
No, it was just a locker I bought for people.
Uh-huh. You ever seen those shows with the storage people?
Yep.
The Moxians?
Yeah, I don't believe it.
No, that ain't real. Those guys are fucking assholes.
Well, I'll talk to you later.
No, I don't want to talk to you. You're a shit.
Huh?
You're a shit. I don't want to talk to you anymore. You're trying to sell me a shitty heater that doesn't even work.
Well, let me tell you something. It's 1 o'clock in the morning, and I was in the bed asleep. Why don't you go get find some other better time than this to call somebody in the first place?
Well, because I wanted to buy a heater, but I come to find out you don't even know if it works. You're trying to sell it to me.
I'm not. I've got it over if anybody wants to come look.
Nobody fucking understands you.
Fuck you. That's why.
Which accent was that? He was like
Tennessee.
Tennessee.
That's a Tuck accent.
Yeah.
I just talked to the video of Jim Stewart's new show on CW. There,
fucking cowboy.
This is other number that's listed.
Yep, my door.
6 Midnight Lounge said, "Is that Zyklon's dad?"
I'm not hearing anything.
No?
Hello?
Yeah, is this Ronald Mosier?
Hello?
Ronald! Hello, Ronald? Ronald?
Huh?
Ronald!
Yeah.
Hey, buddy, you got a heater for sale there?
You're breaking up. I can't hear you.
You have a heater for sale there, buddy?
You're the one to call a while ago, aren't you?
No, I'm someone else. I'm Puerto Rican.
Well, yeah, but I don't know what kind it is or nothing.
I
went through that. It's 1 o'clock in the morning. Where are you
fucking
at?
Carlito gone off on his own show.
Shut up,
he's
you people.
Prank calls.
Shut up. Ronald, are you listening to me?
We can't hear him.
Well, you shut up. I'm doing a call. You suck at archery, Jen Stewart. Huh? Ronald, are you there? Ronald. What would you do that, guys? Why? Seriously.
Because
you know,
we can't hear him.
So what? Well, they got to hear you? I can't do a prank call on the side? You got to be in?
Because we want to hear it on the show.
They can hear it. Of course they can hear it. You can't hear it. Everyone else can hear it.
Oh, right. Okay. Well, we
oh,
can't.
My God.
Fucking,
you guys
know,
are so selfish.
This is going
God.
On.
You're so selfish. I sacrifice so much. You're fine. I'll call it on Skype. Here we go.
He wants to talk about the food that he likes to eat and the drinks he likes to drink.
And the archery he does.
You guys are going to complain.
You didn't hear him? He's like, hey, you got to call me for.
Don't call anymore. If you call anymore, I'll report you. Bye.
See?
Why won't he swear at me?
He's Christian.
Motherfucker.
I am, son. Don't call back now.
All right. We got a 3-bedroom house with basement for sale in Church Hill. Mount Carmel area. Not in the city. Sits on an acre lot. Well, that sounds like a nice property. Hardwood laminate floors throughout the house, except master bedroom has real hardwood floor. Shut up about the floor, asshole. God
well,
damn.
Is there any semen on the floor?
Trying to read this. Is floor, the floor.
Love stains all over the place.
Did I tell you about the floor?
Are there any arches in there?
Had a large utility room.
You got a nice card there.
It's a shit card.
Oh, man. It's not for rent. It's for sale. It's got a house for sale. 3-bedroom house for sale with beautiful floors. Wow. He has a whole
big
paragraph.
Fucking
the fucking floors. Did I tell you about the floors? All right, here we go. Floors. The house of the floors.
You taking this floor fucker?
Sure, man. Jen, you buy a house. Buy a house. Come on.
They don't own houses.
What do you want me to buy a house for?
I
want to buy an arrow.
Go shoot an arrow in your ass.
I'll shoot an arrow in your ass.
Nope. I could be right in front of you. You'd miss.
Yeah, I probably would. I've it's never like, done archery in my life.
Yeah. No, you haven't.
Fucking.
Hello. Please leave a message after the tone.
Shit. I'm going to get a nice message.
Yeah.
All right, so what this is, this site, I got it bookmarked. It's a radio station in a small town in Tennessee, and people basically they have a radio show once a week where people call in or post on the website stuff they have for sale. Like, hey, I'm selling a barbecue, right?
Well, hey, I'm selling an archery kit.
There you go. I'm selling an arrow that Jen Stewart missed with. So then they Yeah, so on the website, the people post all their information. They put like the name, the date, email address, the whole email address, phone number, and what's for sale. So when things get slow in the show, I start calling them. Let's see, Lonesome's got some more numbers. Here we go. We got some hotels. Anybody want to talk to some hotels? Anybody?
Fuck yeah, give me a hotel.
All right, they got the Arto Hotel coming up in Scotland. Scotland.
Way up there in the Scotland.
Yes, Scotland.
I want to live.
Want to live freedom.
I love you, Maren. I was well.
Well. Is bullshit.
They're not going to
pay. Arto Hotel Reception, how can I help you?
Yeah, hey, can you speak up there? I can barely hear you.
Hi there, Arto Hotel Reception, how can I help you?
Yeah, I was wondering, you guys got any rooms available tomorrow?
Tomorrow, let me just check for you.
Okay.
Saturday night. No, we've nothing left, I'm afraid, sorry.
Nothing? Do you think we could maybe call one of the people there? Maybe I could bunk with them or something like that?
No, I don't think that's going to be possible, I'm afraid. Sorry.
No, okay. Do you guys have a bar there?
For hotel residents only.
Well, is it inside? Oh, so I can't just come in and have a drink or something? Maybe make friends with somebody there? Maybe try and sleep with one of the women?
No,
that are staying at your hotel?
Thank you very much. Bye now.
No, no, thank you.
Sex. All right, here's the Saudi and Arabian Embassy in Vienna, Austria.
I think Jin would have got in with the guy if he offered to spoon with him or something. Like, he likes to get down.
Oh, you're a cunt.
He likes archery.
That's not going to stop being funny.
All right, let's make it funny, right? Ring one of the hotels. Hello?
بالاستمرار باللغة العربية
اضغط
des Königreichs Saudi-Arabien in Wien. Wenn Sie auf Deutsch weiterfahren möchten, dann drücken Sie bitte die 2.
Oh, they're speaking German. Do you know German, Deutsch. Jin?
Ja, ja, doch, ja, ja. Drück 2, ja.
That's such a dirty language.
لحظة من فضلك.
There's smelly people, too.
Jin's I was going to say, you can call a hotel and then I'll mess with him with the archery.
Jin's grandfather
shooting
arrows at Jews.
Hello?
Yes, hello?
Yeah, we were shooting arrows at Jews. That's what my friend just said. I'm from the British archery team. Do you speak English?
Yes.
Yeah, who are you?
Please?
What?
Pardon?
Please what? Huh?
The signal is not so good, I think.
Yeah, no, I think your signal is in your brain, not so good. Listen, I'm with the British archery team. We want to come in there and we want to shoot some arrows.
Okay.
Yeah, can we do that? We can stand you up somewhere and we can put a little target on you and just fucking fire an arrow at you. Oh, ping! Hello?
Ping. Excuse me, do you need exactly?
I need you to need you to put an apple on top of your head, right? And then I'm gonna stand you against the wall, and I'm gonna stand about 10 meters away. I'm gonna fire an arrow at you at the apple, and so ping, and then split the apple in half. Can I do that? You're thinking about it. You're envisioning yourself with an apple on your head, right? Hello.
Yes,
yeah, you're thinking about it. Yeah, exactly. You see yourself with the apple, and then you see me with this big fuck.
I was waiting for you to accuse him of being a Jew or something to get him all fired up.
I would, because Carlito was like, the first thing he heard was something about Jews and arrows. So
I heard German, and I said your grandfather back in the day shooting arrows at Jews.
I looked over at the video, you can see fucking Carlito.
Did you press 2? I could have done it in German.
Alright. Yeah, we want to hear a German prank. Yeah.
Yeah, on the stream, yeah.
Let me do this.
Right. Hello, this is hotel. Please hold the line to process your call.
Ask them if we can go in there with the archery team. We want to go in there and set up an archery thing and then just like practice before we go to the...
Okay.
Please wait a moment.
Let me handle this. Watch this.
Yes,
hi. I'm from the Israeli archery team. I would like to come in and have a room for the archery team for Israel. We're going to come in.
Yeah,
hold on. He sounded wasted.
We're calling Iran, by the way. Just to let you know, we're calling Iran.
Yeah, isn't this the home hotel?
Yeah. Yes. We're calling the Republican Guard right now. The Jews are calling. They had a really bad day in Iran yesterday. Their currency fell 30% this week.
Yeah, but they have nuclear weapons.
They don't.
That's a problem.
That's a problem. It is a problem. God, just let Israel loose on them. Just let them fucking...
Well, are they all stoned or something? Why do they not...
A chewing cat.
Yeah, cat. Yeah.
It's too long. I'll call him back. I hope we do go to Iran. It'll be awesome to call them while we attack. We're at war with them. Hold the line.
Calling the operator. Please wait a moment.
Hello.
Yeah, you stupid. I was trying to call and you put me on hold forever, you asshole.
Hold the line, please.
No hold. Damn it. I don't know, what do we do?
Just call them Jews.
Accuse them of being Jews and archers.
Brother of the family.
Yes, hello. I am Israeli, and I'm with the archery team.
You are?
I'm an archer from Israel, and I'm coming to stay in the hotel.
Yeah, where are you from?
From Israel.
What would you like to have?
I would like to have two Iranian women in my room.
Your voice is weak. Could you please, yes?
Yes, I want two Iranian women in my room for me to have relations with, okay?
What? You want two women?
Uh-huh. From Iran, two virgins. Are there any left in Iran?
Yes, sir.
Are they all
Your whore? Accent is not good. Could you please speak, okay? Better. Your accent is not good.
My accent is perfect, okay, asshole? Listen.
Really?
Yes, it is, stupid shit. Oh, man.
I think that may be a gay archer with his fucking limp bow and limp arrows and shit over there.
Wait, do you have another hotel? I want to try one.
In Iran or
anywhere?
Anywhere, yeah. I got one here in England, Manchester, Sacha's Hotel.
Yeah, let's do it.
Sacha's Hotel, you know?
Yeah, let's do it. Sacha's Hotel.
Sacha.
Ooh, fantastic. Let's do it.
Sacha Times.
Sounds like a place to do coke off a hooker's tits.
We're in the bathroom off the toilet seat. So I'll get down.
Off her ass.
Yes, hello, how are you?
Fine.
This is Mr. Stewart, I'm calling from the British archery team. I'm a member of the archery team. I recently won a gold medal in the Olympics. Did you see that?
Yeah.
Excellent. Yeah, I want to get a room there. I want to get several rooms, actually. Is it possible?
You want to book a room?
Yeah, not just one. I think I need about five. Can I do that?
Actually, you know, I give you SAC graduation number. We know allowed to booking here.
But wait a second. Wait, what I want to do, actually, I want to knock all the walls down between. I need all the five rooms next to each other. Can I do that?
Just ask consent to reservation. You know, we don't have too much room left here tonight.
Oh. What are you doing there? What's your job?
My job is night porter.
Oh, night porter. Oh, can I, maybe you can help me then. What I'd like to do, perhaps, I'd like to, in the night,
I'm sure, I checked in yesterday, availability, we have a 40 room.
Yeah, 40 and, rooms.
Yeah, but I'm not
that's
sure.
Perfect.
I'm not sure you next door. You.
I only need 5. Then you have 35.
Yeah, 35. Yeah. But yeah. You have to book in central reservation, then they book
Yeah, don't worry about the booking. I'm more interested in what I can do with those rooms, and I want to knock the walls down between the rooms so that we have enough length for me to shoot indoors with the arrows, so I need some practice, you know?
Yeah, I know.
So you know?
You want the next door to your rooms, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, next door, exactly, and I want to put the walls down. So you understand, I want to knock down
so
the walls.
You checked in?
What?
If you book in room, so which time you checked in?
I don't understand, but yeah, I want to
which
knock the walls down.
The
what Hello? Are you saying, man? What do you? Huh?
No. So you want a book in room tonight? Yeah.
Yeah. No. Not tonight. I want to come in there, and I want to use the hotel for archery practice.
Okay, archery practice.
Yeah, archery practice, and I'm gonna stand you against one of the walls. Okay. And we're going to put a big banana on your head, and we're going to try and shoot it. Yeah,
no,
okay.
No,
what about a cherry? Can I put a cherry on your head?
No way.
And then I shoot. I could do it. I'm that good. I could do it. I could shoot a cherry from 5 rooms away.
Really?
Yeah, I could do it. I could do it. If you put it between your legs, I could shoot it between your legs.
No, you put between legs in my friend. He's working.
Do you have big cojones? I could shoot right through them.
No, I don't want like these things.
No? Okay.
No.
So tell me, can I get the room? And can I put the wall down?
Just
I've got a big hammer. I've got, you know, a sledgehammer?
You have to call in central reservation.
Yeah, but don't worry. I think you can help me. Don't worry about the central. You are the man. You are the man. You are the night porter. That means you have the biggest cojones in the building.
You know, which day you want a room? Tell me which day.
Which day?
Yes.
Now. Immediately.
Not now.
Yeah, what do you mean not now? Yes, immediately now. I said to you now.
No, we don't have a room tonight.
But you said you had 40 rooms. So why did you lie to me then? Are you a liar?
So last night is fully booked.
But you lied to me. You said you had 40.
I know what you say. Yeah, I know who is speaking.
Why did you lie then? I'm going to come in there with my arrow, and I'm going to shoot you with the arrow because you lied.
Okay, you call in after. You want to talk with my boss?
I'll shoot you in the ear. Do you understand?
I know who is speaking to me now.
Yeah, I'm Mr. Stewart.
How many?
How many?
I say, what's your name, sir?
My name is Mr. Stewart.
Mr.
Stewart, you idiot.
No,
I'm going to come in there, right?
Name, sorry.
And we're going to stand you... Alright, that sucked.
He wasn't happy about that. Here's a request to pray for a 6-2 Midnight Lounge Machine. It's a Turkish restaurant somewhere else in the United States of America.
Oh, let me take it.
Okay, call him Hai Wan.
Hai Wan, I got it.
No, it's animal. That also means archer. Nope.
God, have you ever looked at pictures of Turkish food? It looks like somebody's shit on a plate.
No, I can't say I've ever had Turkish food or been inclined to have Turkish food. I don't think they'd be known for their food. Maybe they're turkey. I don't know. Let's see.
We got some pretty hot women, though.
Yeah, that are dirty. God damn, she's hot.
They have dirty fucking mouths.
She's a dirty
come here,
girl.
I'd fuck you.
I'd fuck her mouth. I'd make her kneel in front of me. I'd fuck her mouth. I'd fuck the shit out of her mouth.
I bet she'd dig it. She's a filthy little bitch.
Yeah. She's like, what?
Post her picture again. Who's got a picture? Somebody's got a picture. Post it again.
Milkman wants to jerk off to the picture.
I bet she'd be into that real shit, man.
Too late.
Yeah, how about a Ken Kniff call? That'd be cool. You know, we got to wrap things up here. It's getting late. I'm doing a little extra time because I started about 30 minutes late. That's why I'm still on right now. Here we go. We got a lot of hotels, though, right? So
we got
Portland Thistle Hotel. Who wants this? Call it.
I got it.
All right.
Portland Thistle? Is it in Portland?
No. It's in Manchester.
It's in archery land.
Oh, in UK? Where they all love archery and football?
Yep.
They don't love archery here. That's bollocks.
Horseshoes. They like Bill Ball.
William Bell. Do tell.
Robin Hood.
Good morning. Thank you for calling the Portland Bites. So Lazarus speaking.
Yes, hello. What was your name?
Lazarus.
Lazarus, good morning. This is Mr. Westwood. How are you?
I'm all right, Mr. Westwood. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine, sir. I've called
you. How could I help?
Oh, yes. What I'm looking for is a room. Could you describe me some of your rooms?
Right.
Several different
what
kinds?
What type of room are you looking for, sir?
Well, the particular type of room I'm looking for is one that I could bring a woman to and possibly have intercourse with her. So nothing too expensive, but also nice, you know.
Right. For when, sir?
Or when do you have available?
Today,
tomorrow, or the next day?
Rooms available. Sorry.
Do you have one tonight?
Yeah, tonight we do have rooms available. A double room would cost you. Let me have a look. Sorry to keep you waiting, but basically for our rooms, if you want a description, 95 for a double room, sir, would be the cost.
Okay, that seems reasonable. Yeah, okay. Now, do you guys have a bar there in the hotel?
Yeah, there is a bar that opens at 11 o'clock in the morning, and check-in time, if you were to book in to stay today, check-in time is 2 o'clock in the afternoon.
That's fine. Now, do you guys have
for our facilities, we've got, obviously, if you're booking a double room, there's a double-sized bed with a TV, a cabinet with a tea and coffee making facilities, bathroom with shower over bath.
What I'm looking for is most likely a prostitute. Do you guys have like listings of prostitutes there? I'm probably gonna tie her up to the bed and maybe whip her a little bit.
I'm afraid we don't so much provide that that kind of service. It's up to you what you want.
Oh, so you guys don't know.
You
guys don't have a listing of prostitutes there for the hotel, because
no, we don't. We don't do that service, I'm afraid.
Okay. Do you know anybody? I mean, you got a cousin or anything like that that's a prostitute? Maybe your sister?
No, thank you very much. We don't do such, sir.
Okay. All right. How about you,
Lazarus? Come forth.
Maybe I can get you in front of me. Maybe I can tie you up.
Lazarus, come forth.
You want to come front of me?
Sorry?
You want to come front of me?
No, that won't happen, sir.
But there's three of us here. We'd like to tie you up in one of your hotel rooms.
Yeah, you have three holes, right?
Ken Kniff is going to make the fourth hole.
If you'd like to request a brochure, please choose the first available.
Put us on hold. Kill it. Yeah, kill it. Request to
reservations at Thistle. His name's Lazarus. That's
He's
awesome.
Not going to pick it up again. He's the night person. Yeah, that's such a good name.
You should have told him, Aaron, that technically when you were having intercourse, you were one person, so the double room rate.
Yeah, that was funny.
Yeah.
Stupid YouTube.
Were you watching YouTube in the middle of my prank call, fucker?
Yeah, it was awesome. Mm-hmm. Better than archery. What's wrong with this movie? Why doesn't Jesus say, Lazarus, come forth? That's what the Bible says. Jesus got mad, and they were like, hey, Jesus, Lazarus died. He's like, so what? It's like, Lazarus, man, he's dead. And they're like, whatever. He's like, fine. What is the last time I'm doing this shit? And he's like, Lazarus, come forth. And Lazarus came out of the tomb.
He came out of the closet.
He shut.
He came out of the closet with an archery.
With an archery thing.
He came out of the closet with King Solomon with a fucking archery bow.
Out of the cave, from the back of the cave.
That's where the Cupid thing comes from.
Yeah. Is it? No, it's not.
Yes, it is.
Lazarus? No.
Yeah, he came out of the closet with an arrow and shot him.
He shot his girlfriend?
Yeah, and then she became pregnant with a donkey.
Ooh. Nice.
His girlfriend. And then Jesus wept.
And that's it. Jesus wept. Jesus wept.
I think the angry Asiatics would fucking argue with you a little bit about that.
Oh, man. Angry Asiatics, they'd be like, fucking Archer. They tell you all about archery, how archery is the fucking bullshit.
It's a black man's sport. A black man invented archery.
I absolutely agree with you.
The black man invented
bullshit archery. Sport. I don't get it.
The black man invented archery.
If they ever did get into archery, they'd take over because they have the extra leg muscle.
They invented spears.
Yeah, they're spear chuckers.
I'm from the Puya tribe.
Yo, what's up? Is this the place?
Sorry?
This is the place?
This is the place.
Yo, I'm up in the place. What's up, yo? Yo, I'm here. I'm here.
Okay.
I'm here, yo.
Where are you?
I'm here in the place.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm up in the place. What's up?
You're up in the place?
Yeah, man.
Okay.
What's up? What are you doing?
One moment.
You come bring me some cheese.
Hello?
Hello, yo, what's up? I'm up in the place. It's Eddie Garcia.
Sorry?
I'm up in this place. I'm up in this piece.
You the police?
No, what's up? I'm up in the place.
You what? Sorry, I can't understand you.
I'm up in the place. Eddie Garcia is up in the place, yo.
I don't understand what you're saying, mate.
Are you the place?
The place? No, we're not the police.
No, the place.
The place hotel?
Yeah.
Yeah, we are.
Yo, I'm up in the place.
Your brother's in here.
No, me, yo, I'm up in the place, yo.
You're up in the place?
Yeah, man, I'm up in the place.
So what do you want, sorry?
Because I decided I was in the place.
Right, okay, and how can I help you?
I just want you to know Eddie Garcia's up in the place, yo.
All right, no problem.
I'm going to be eating shrimp cocktail in the pool.
Yeah, that's fine, man. Right. No worries.
All right, man.
All right, see you later.
Peace.
Bye.
Whatever. Yeah, man, this is Eddie.
You wait.
Shrimp and pussy.
Hey, you know, if you went a little bit deeper with that voice, with that accent, you would sound a little bit like Biggie Smalls.
Yeah, that's what I was going for. I was thinking about rapping a little bit there about his Jesus peeps. I was thinking about it.
Yeah. Do you know any of the lyrics off by heart?
I know a lot of Biggie Smalls lyrics, yes.
I see. You could sound like Biggie, man. You could pull it off.
If I did, you know.
Yo, this Biggie, I'm back from the dead.
I think Eddie Garcia mixed with Jack Masterson would be Biggie, actually. As a matter of fact, yeah, I should try that one day. One day I'll try that.
That sounds sassy.
So, good morning, Malmaison.
Is it the Malmaison?
Sorry?
Is this Malmaison?
It is, yes.
Yo, this is Eddie Garcia. I'm up in the Malmaison.
Okay, how can I help?
Yo, I just want you to know I'm up in this bitch. This is awesome, man. This is great. You got a nice bed here. I'm on the bed.
Okay, cool.
This is a good bed, man. I'm jumping up on top of the bed.
Good.
I'm up and down on the bed.
Good, and enjoy it, my friend.
Oh, man, it's so good. Hey, I can use all the water I want here?
In the tops, you can, yes.
Oh, man, that's so awesome. I'm using all the water tonight. I'm going to leave the water on all night. It's badass.
Well, don't leave it on all night, because it could just flood the place if you're not careful.
No, so what, yo? I don't care, yo.
Well, it'd be you that gets billed for it.
This ain't my house. No, you ain't billing me for nothing, man. It's not my house. So I do what I want. I do what I want. Yo, that Brooklyn bullshit, you're on it. All right, cool. We're done. We're done with that one. That was stupid. Gardens Hotel. Anybody want the Gardens Hotel?
I'll take the Gardens.
Of course you will.
Love them. Where's that?
In England.
Somewhere in the stinky UK.
Manchester.
Where they shoot arrows. Manchester.
Manchester. The good part of Manchester.
I once shot an arrow from Manchester all the way to America and it hit your mother in the ass.
Wow. That's rude.
That's not nice. My mom's disabled.
Good morning, guys.
Yeah, that's why, because I shot the fucking arrow. that was brilliant.
Wow. That's a good joke. I like that, Jim.
That was really good.
Shut your mother in the fucking ass.
Sorry, man. I didn't mean it. She really is the same.
You know, my mom's dead. That's not nice.
Good morning, the Gardens Hotel.
Yeah, hello.
Hi.
How's it going? Is this the Gardens?
It is.
All right, check it out. I'm in a bit. My name's Brant. I got a bit of a problem. So you there?
Yep, go on.
All right. So here's what's happened: is that I'm in one of these rooms. I don't exactly know which one. I followed a woman in here, and I'm calling from my cell phone. She said we're at the Gardens, and she was a prostitute.
And right.
I woke up and I think she's dead.
Right, well, look on the front of the door. Tell me the room number.
Okay, hold on. Let me go look. No, I don't want to come out. You're going to call the police.
No, you don't have to close the door behind you. You just open the door, look at the room number.
It's all smoky in here. I can't really see. I'm pretty fucked up. I was taking mushrooms and pills, and, you know, we were...
Okay, just open the bedroom door. And look at the number on the front.
Okay, hold on. Can you hang on a second?
Yeah.
All right, hold on. It's kind of smoky in here. I'm a little drunk.
I'm the dangerous. Ain't too many can bang with us. Straight up, we know angel dust. Label us notorious. Thinks us niggas that love the bus is strange to us. Y'all niggas, we scrambled it. Gavel it up in restaurants of mandolins and violence.
We just sitting here
trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. Some of us smoke need oxygen. Sweating can't get the adventurous, nigga. You should.
He said something about gin.
What this game will do to you. Living this shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've went through. So called people, you know who. Nigga, we like, nigga, move like shit. Not to be fucked with.
I told you I knew Biggie Smalls rap.
Hey, I just fucking jizzed all over your hallway. You might want to send somebody up.
This guy's still here. Hello? That was Biggie Smalls.
You've got a good idea for a call, though. Like, get rid of that guy. You've got a really good idea. Like, calling some hotel...
Motherfucker,
saying that like
you're trapped in there and you're calling from a cell
phone. Yeah, exactly. You're calling from a cell phone and she's tied you up to the bed and you can't undo the cuffs or something.
I'm
right,
sorry.
Right. You were cheating on your wife or something like that and then
I'm all right.
You got stuck. All right. Yeah, you fucking ruined it. Clearly.
I'm sorry.
Even
better is the wife hired the hooker to fucking handcuff you and shit and you can't get loose.
Nunu's having a shit in the chat about the dead person.
Yeah,
dead
what
person?
Is it with him?
What's the matter?
We don't do dead people, thanks. I don't ever do that again. No,
we don't do dead.
Fucking
Nunu is
West
in charge
Churchill,
of the Ten Commandments of Carlito.
Carlito went all Biggie. Remember, see three places.
He's in charge of the ethics department. Nunu is in the ethics department.
He's in the ethics.
The ethics department of Nunu involved no stupid football, no stupid sports.
Yeah,
no
prank,
no talk.
Don't ever do any bomb threats or any dead people.
Yeah, all
right. No food talk and all that shit.
All right,
yeah, no food talk.
I won't stop rapping. I won't start rapping unless you guys tell me to. I'm sorry.
Is this a new one?
Casuals everything around me. Shit, nigga, lyrically.
What's international?
Niggas can't see.
Yes, hello.
Hello?
Well, let me
yes,
do
hello.
It, right?
Mr. Stewart is here.
Aaron, let me take care of this shit. Right, listen. I got a problem. Hello?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I want to come up in there, man. I want to tie you to the bed and, you know, fucking slap you like a little bitch.
Oh, yeah.
You like that?
Ken Kniff likes that. Do you like that, you little bitch?
Alright, fuck you then. Listen to my friend rap.
Yeah. What's up, yo? Fuck that luck shit, strictly aim. No aspirations to quit the game. Fit your game, talk your shit, grab your get, call your click, squeeze your clip, hit the right one. Faster weed, I got to light one. All them niggas, I got to fight one. All them hoes, I got to light one. Our situation is a tight one. What you gonna do? Fight or run? Seems to me that you'll take me. Rolling up big, nigga, that's slowly. I'm gonna tell you like a nigga told me. Castles, everything, rock me, shit lyrically. Niggas can't see me. Fuck it. Buy the coke, cook the coke, cut the coke, cut. Oh, I forgot that song. Ah, I forgot that part. I'm usually pretty good at that song.
I hear it, man.
It's my favorite Biggie Smalls song, man.
Yeah, come on. Give a shit.
Biggie Smalls, come on, Biggie Smalls and fucking Bone Thugs and Harmony, you can't get any better than that, man.
He was fucking hanging in there, too, until about 2 seconds ago, and then he cut out.
Yeah, I don't like rap.
I don't like rap music.
I don't like that shit.
This guy sucks. Yeah, man. Biggie Smalls and fucking Bone Thugs. And that was the epitome of the 90s. That song where there was, for me, it was the epitome of my high school years, man. You know, Biggie Smalls and
Busy Bone fucking, he would just fucking go on and on, man.
Fuck.
Oh, man, that was the one of my favorite songs is the one where it was, there was Bone and a Notorious B.I.G.
That's what I'm rapping it right now, man. It was like, yeah, he's talking about by
the... Which one was the one where, like, he got shot with an arrow?
What?
That was on his Life After Death.
Yeah.
Oh, no. When Biggie actually got killed. That's when he got shot.
No. The one where he went to like an archery competition and somebody shot him with an arrow.
I don't think that ever happened. I don't think
they shot him right up in
his ass. I don't think ever could fit into one.
Carlito, before you end the show, you definitely got to call Zappos and fuck with them at least once.
Yeah, I'll play the song.
You can't let those fuckers slide.
No. No, not for all the shit they've done to me. By the way, if you join the thugs,
you are wasted, man.
Yeah, I am. Did you
drink that whole bag, motherfucker?
Yeah, Derek. What was left in the bag?
There's hardly anything in it. And this guy's pissed off his tits, man.
No, I drank a bunch of whiskey too, asshole. You wouldn't know because you don't drink. You drank that much whiskey and you'd be on the floor right now. You'd be like,
he had that bottle of fucking Johnny Walker Black Label up there on the computer.
Yeah, I've had whiskey and wine. What have you had tonight? Water?
Yeah, water.
Faggot.
Oh, I fucking love this song.
You suck so bad, you can't shoot archery balls.
This song is fucking awesome.
Arrow Thugs in Harmony. What were we doing? What was going on? What'd you guys say?
Zappos,
thank you.
I think that trading card is fucking right on for Jim Stewart. He's got the picture of the guy from Robin Hood Men in Tights and shit.
I think that's right on target.
Alright, thanks.
On target.
It should be a compliment. You see that fucker sitting there trying to shoot 4 or 5 arrows at a time? I mean, if you could pull that off, come on.
That's a freaking Mel. What's that guy's name? Yeah. That's a freaking joke.
That's
comedian.
That's hot ass, man. That's
badass. I wish you could do that.
Girls love archers. I mean, I guess these archers, they go to like the after party or whatever, and fucking they just get crowded and flooded by all these girls.
Yeah, it's crazy. I heard archers, they all drive, you know, big BMWs and stuff
like
that.
Yeah,
you know? They all drive footballer cars.
Hey, Carlito, you ever watch a show on MTV called Guy Code?
Do what? Ever watch what?
The show Guy Code on MTV.
No.
Oh, dude, you gotta watch it show. Once or twice. It's fucking hilarious.
No, I gotta watch it.
They sit there and basically break down... different things like
archery sticks.
Yeah, well, you have that. I mean, shit.
Anal beads.
Jim Stewart's favorite show.
Yeah.
you got to catch it once or twice. They break down a bunch of different things that are like in guy codes, like, you know, not fucking your best friend's ex-girlfriend and shit, but it's got a bunch of comedians on there, and they're fucking hilarious.
Oh, that's a guy code on MTV. I don't watch much MTV. I know my wife started watching MTV again because that fucking, that show started again today. What was it?
Jersey Shore.
That started again today? Bullshit.
Everywhere I turn, every channel I'm watching, it's not MTV, but they're fucking showing advertisements for it. I'm like, what the fuck? They're trying to drop the last dime to build as much money as they can?
I guess so. I heard this season's gonna suck. We just sitting here trying to win, trying not to sin. High off weed and lots of gin. So much smoke needs oxygen. Suddenly counting Benjamin. Nigga, you should do if you do what the shit'll do to you. Been in the shit since 92. Look at all the bullshit I've been through. So-called beef with you know who. Let's talk about Tupac. It's like, you know that beef with you know who.
I bet you're going to edit this show and you're going to take out the whole last bit.
Probably.
I'm so stupid. Okay, are we doing any more pranks? I'm done. Sappos. That's right. I'm sorry. Here we go. I got to queue it up. And this is it. No more. This is it. It's over.
You sure you don't want to call Faizan?
No. She's dirty.
She's lovely.
She is dirty. She's got a filthy mouth.
She got nice tits in that picture.
I'm Terry, and I'm a member of the ZCLP.
Should we see if we can get her to do that?
The best assistance with your shopping needs, please press 1 for new orders, 2 for general questions, 3 for returns, and 5 to hear the joke of the day.
It's different. Won't be.
I'd like to donkey punch Faizan. She's a dirty
Hi,
bitch.
My name is Jewel, and I'm with the customer loyalty team here at Zappos. Here's
What's
your
new joke
of the day.
New joke.
What kind of animal needs oiling?
A donkey.
A mouse.
Archer.
Because it squeaks.
Ah.
Oh,
I get it. Wow.
At least it isn't
Thank
fucking
for
Tyler
allowing
on
us
there.
To put a little Zappos in your
Aaron.
Fuck Tyler.
Thank you for holding. For quality assurance, this call may be monitored or recorded.
Or broadcast over the internet.
Yep.
Thank you for calling Zappos. This is Andrew speaking. How may I help you?
Yeah, fuck you, Zappos.
Okay, I'm disconnecting the call. Thank you.
Where the fuck is Tyler, you piece of shit?
That one goes out the book-a-poo. Thank you.
Nothing like answering the call. Hey, how may I help you? Fuck you, Zappos.
Fuck you,
oh,
Zappos.
Oh, shit.
All right, thank you. And I'm going to go now. All right, I'm done. I'm done. Bye.
Great
See you guys. Yeah,
Leave
whatever.
Me on. Leave me on. Don't kill me.
Okay, I won't kill you. Bye.
No,
do
don't
I,
kill me either.
Who do
what
I like
fuck?
More?
Fuck off. You gotta go. You guys are on the
island. You can kill me, but I'm going to say fuck you, Richie, and your piece of shit fantasy football team.
Good luck. Who you got this week, Ken? You got Andy? Who you playing?
I think Big Fish, I want to say.
Yeah, the Fish. Yeah, I beat him. I beat it by
69ers.
2-3 points.
After tonight's game, I'm up 30-0.
69ers? That's Artie.
Fucking Artie's got a bye week. He's still got a guy in his fucking shit. He needs to change it.
Yeah, Artie. Come on, Artie.
Dip shit.
Don't tell him till Sunday, you son of a
bitch. Or tell him
till Oh, hey. Ken, I think I play you, not this week, but next week. We both have a bye. Two byes in that week. We should just work it out where we just roll with it.
I am bisexual. I'm fabulous.
Jin, keep it down. We're trying to have a conversation.
Yeah,
Jin.
Yeah, we're talking about real men's sports over here.
You and your
we sit behind the computer and fake like we're coaches. And
Jin
sit
over there with his limp bow.
Archery's a sport, guys. Archery is a legitimate sport.
You guys are talking about buys.
Wait a minute. Milkman is still awake? What the fuck
Milkman's awake. Motherfucker. He's with beta breath.
Can you play your virtual sports somewhere? I'm going to do my
All right. Bye, Ken. See you later. on your ass.
See you, Ken.
All right. Bye, Dirty Aaron. On your ass. See you later, man. Bye.
Laters.
Good luck this week. I guess I'll keep Jen on. Whatever. Fine.
Yeah, you man, I love you man.
Takes out of here, Milkman.
Woo-hoo-hoo! Wow, what an exciting episode right here. Your favorite place to be, Madhouse. 9.6 amount. Hey, I'd like to thank everybody for stopping in. Especially like to thank our numbers hitman. That's right, Lonesome Loser, all fist held high. I'd also like to thank all our friends right here in the mouth. All everybody stop by in the chat. Everybody for joining us tonight on the line, especially our guest host, Mr. Jen Stewart. Woo! Yes, sir, Mr. Woo-hoo! Jen Stewart. And stay tuned. He's going to give you an update when his next appearance will be. Also, like to thank everybody over at Catfish Network, whoever's left. Like to thank everybody at Syndicate. Like to thank everybody that joined in tonight. That's right, especially you. That's right, we do this every week. Most of the action you can find right here on the internet. That's right, my friends. We do it every week for you. We drop the dime. All we ask is that you give us the time. Drop by, see us, share, laugh, bring a friend, or bring an Amy. They're always welcome right here at the Madhouse. That's right. What we do is that our fearless leader of the Madhouse, General Lisi Moore of the Madhouse. Everybody, tell my brother. Excellent, excellent show, my friend. What do you, big guy?
Thank you. Thank you. Over to me. Thanks to everybody who sent in numbers, Lonesome Loser, and, yeah. All them guys who called in tonight, those are good. All the requested pranks, all that stuff. We almost forgot someone tonight. Yeah, I hear you're 60 minutes now. I'll get a podcast out tomorrow. Hello, Charlie! Charlie! Oh, he doesn't want to talk anymore. I'm sad because the Charlie side of Facebook got taken down, unfortunately, over the weekend. And that's really sucks because it was really fun to watch. I don't know how fucking the arm got all these pictures of Charlie Sy. Charlie's pictures were awesome. He's got some big hands. He's got pictures of him with birds and oddies and all the stuff and his daughter. It's awesome stuff, but it's gone now. I don't know if it's back yet, but it's gone now. Fuck.
Man, give me the pictures, dude.
I don't have them now. Now we got to find them somewhere. We got to find them on the Gort archive. All right, we're out of here. Good night, everybody. Have a good night.
See you, Cody.
I'll miss you guys. I'll miss you guys.
Jim Stewart, when's your next show, brother?
Yeah, stupid.
Yeah, maybe Sunday. I don't know. I'll update everybody on Twitter and Facebook and
maybe,
YouTube.
Okay,
fuck it.
All right, go have archery time. Do that. You can talk about archery if you want on Sunday.
I will. Yeah, I'm going to get you on the show, and we're going to fuck talk about archery.
There you go. All right, Jen. You're a good sport, Jen. I love you, man. You're my bro. Thanks again.
Yeah, you're mine too, bro.
Milkman's more my bro. I mean, I don't want to get jealous.
You can tell, man. I got both your backs, man. I love you guys.
Yeah. Thanks, awesome Milkman.
Jen will shoot me in the back. Bye, Jen. See you, Milkman. Good night, everybody. Have a good weekend. And we'll catch you next week. Prankcast coming out this weekend. I'll try to catch up this weekend, all right? Bye.